Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, we get together and we discuss all the important health stories of the week, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting that all together is what we call Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. If you want to get in on the action, that number is available to you 24/7, 365. So perhaps you're not inclined to call or you can't call. Maybe you're driving. Well, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in the program or some of the questions that come in during our live broadcast. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about ear creases as an indication of higher risk for cardiovascular disease. Is that for real? Also, the relationship between high sugar intake and depression. A new study sheds light on that relationship. Are dogs able to sniff out PTSD? There are service animals, service dogs in particular, that are used to detect the risk of seizure, the risk of episodes of hypoglycemia in diabetics. Can they actually sniff out impending episodes of anxiety in PTSD sufferers? Interesting research on that. Lots more on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255 for calls. And let's talk a little bit about pain. Because when it comes to pain, can a doctor's bedside manner have an impact on a patient's perception of pain? You know, if you were to choose a doctor, would you choose a doctor who has excellent bedside manner or a doctor who has great technical expertise but maybe is a little bit of a cold fish when it comes to empathy? Well, it turns out that you really require both to be a good health practitioner. President Clinton famously intoned, "I feel your pain," when he was talking about the economy and the kinds of things that people were facing with price hikes and inflation. And that was an example of empathy from a politician. And he was a quite successful politician. No matter what you think of his policies, he was kind of a touchy-feely guy, in both the best and worst senses of the word. Well, there's an article that is quite fascinating in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And that's a pretty authoritative medical journal. It's entitled Physician Empathy and Chronic Pain Outcomes. And the question that underlay this study is physician empathy associated with the outcomes of patients with chronic pain? And I can think of no more better example than Chronic low back pain is an example of a chronic pain syndrome. And so they did a study of 1,470 adults with chronic low back pain. And they were treated by a variety of physicians, ranging from physicians with high empathy to physicians with kind of low empathy. They're actually scorings that you could administer to doctors based on their empathy score. I'd like to think that I might score high on that. But they then watched them over a course of 12 months, the patients, that is. And what they found is that patients treated by very empathic physicians reported having significantly better and clinically relevant outcomes pertaining to, and I'm quoting, pain, function, and health-related quality of life over the ensuing 12 months, compared with patients treated by slightly empathic physicians. And it didn't matter what type of therapy was administered, whether the therapy was non-pharmaceutical therapy, like, say, a referral for physical therapy, or whether the therapy was with pain medications, it actually didn't matter what type of therapy was administered. It was the empathy score that was inversely associated with pain intensity. And what they found is that of all those interventions, non-pharmacological treatments, say, I don't know, perhaps acupuncture, physical therapy, maybe mind-body therapies, relaxation therapies, or even potent opioid therapy, which can really knock out your pain, but also knock you out and make you addicted, and even lumbar spine surgery, which is supposed to be the definitive treatment for low back pain, it turns out that physician empathy was associated with more favorable outcomes. So pretty interesting studies suggesting the power of, I guess it's the placebo. I like to think I give good placebo when I see patients. But it's very, very important when it comes to patient perceptions of pain and outcome. All right, here's another story on the pain front. If you're suffering from pain, the tendency is to take it easy, because if it hurts, don't do it, right? So if you got a pain problem, low back pain, neck pain, knee pain, hip pain, any number of pains that people experience, the tendency is to lay off physical activity. And that may make sense, because an injured body part requires rest. But did you know that physical activity can actually protect you from chronic pain? And according to a study, one of the reasons is that it increases your pain tolerance. So in this research, and I'm quoting, the head researcher says, "We found that people who were more active in their free time had a lower chance of having various types of chronic pain 7 to 8 years later. For example, being just a little more active, such as going from light to moderate activity, it didn't have to be, Olympic events, ultra marathons, Ironman triathlons, just moderate activity, was associated with a 5% lower risk of reporting some form of chronic pain later." And in this study, they looked at 7,000 people. The study was done in Norway. After obtaining information about the participants' exercise habits during their free time, the researchers examined how well the same people handled cold pain in the laboratory. Later, they checked whether the participants experienced pain that lasted for 3 months or more, including pain that was located in several parts of the body or pain that was experienced as more severe. I would also include fibromyalgia or body-wide pain syndromes as an example of a chronic pain problem, very common. Among the participants, 60% reported some form of chronic pain, but only 5% had severe pain in multiple parts of the body. Few people experienced more serious pain conditions, and the research was recently published in the journal Pain. No, that's not a BDSM sadomasochistic magazine. It's the Journal of the International Association for the Study of Pain. So when it comes to exercising, you already have chronic pain. The research says, and I'm quoting, physical activity is not dangerous in the first place, but people with chronic pain can benefit greatly from having an exercise program adapted to help them balance their effort so that it is not too much or too little, and therefore do not abandon efforts to exercise. Even if you're suffering from a pain syndrome, it may actually help, along with having hopefully an empathic health provider. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls, and we got lots more to share with you on this weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Jigsaw Health also offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Golf commentary continues to evolve. At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, Visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
American jobs are good, bad, and ugly. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't look at that headline number that the politicians are spewing on TV. Although more Americans are employed, they're all working for the government. Even worse, most of them are part-time employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine Podcast has been really good, if I have to say so myself, the past few weeks. We've had some great guests. Among others, Kate Atkison with her new book, Follow the Science. And boy, that was a really hard-hitting interview with that intrepid investigative journalists. So if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcasts or download them directly from drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. So let's hear it. Can we hear that? Oh, okay. Let's do this instead while we queue that up. Ozempic is a big phenomenon. In fact, it is propelling the company that makes it, Novo Nordisk, which is a Danish company, into the most valuable company in Europe. Mostly on the strength of its weight loss drugs. And there's a fascinating article in the New York Times entitled How Ozempic Turned a 1970s Hit into an Inescapable Jingle. And it really is kind of an earworm, you know, that Ozempic jingle. And it's based on a 1970s song called Magic. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Okay, here it comes. Okay, so that is a song that was first recorded in the 1970s by a group called Pilot, a classic example of a one-hit wonder, because mostly that group has fallen into obscurity. And the co-author of that song, David Patton, who first performed that song when he was 22, was asked to re-record the song with, instead of It's Magic, with the name of the new drug, Ozempic. And he is now 73. So over 50 years ago, he recorded the song. It is said that he has received a seven-figure fee for the song. And it really, this is just something that has taken the world by storm. The drug is extremely popular in its own right, but the song has propelled it into skyrocketing popularity. They can't keep up with the demand. And a comparable drug, which is actually an even more potent drug for weight loss, Mounjaro, they don't have a theme song. And I don't even think they're doing half as well. as Ozempic. So it's a pretty interesting article in the New York Times, if you get a chance to read it. The thought is that they picked a song that would resonate for baby boomers, because it is mostly, you know, people in their 50s and 60s who are coping with excess weight, although, yeah, there are a lot of younger people, too. But they wanted to appeal to that demographic. And what's really kind of cool about the song, Magic, is that it offers the connotation that magically the pounds will melt away. So it's the ideal song to promote this new weight loss drug. And it is also an example of an earworm. Once you hear it, you just can't get it out of your mind. It's just really kind of annoying how sticky that song is in your auditory pathways. So, all right. So do we have that song, that question queued up? Is that working for us, that Lucene question? No? Okay. Do we have any kind of, just give me a question. Do we have any kind of question queued up? Is that working for us?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Listening to your program, you were speaking about postpartum depression. And I was also wondering, in relation to that, are you familiar with this condition where they say that women go crazy from too much milk or having too many children? I know my grandmother's mother was institutionalized because they said she had gone crazy from too much milk. And I understand that that's a real condition, and I'd love to hear, if you have any light to shed on that for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a condition where excess milk production causes women to have psychiatric problems. I mean, it is a problem. It's a hyper lactation, which means that there's too much milk. The baby is overfed, or the mother's breasts are engorged, and there's excess milk production. And that is sometimes associated with high levels of prolactin, which can have psychiatric symptoms. But we'll talk when we return about an interesting finding about having a lot of children. A lot of parents will tell you that having children ages you. Well, there's actually some scientific research on that subject. When we return, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255, our number. Again, that number available to you 24-7, 365, and when we get callers during the program, you can come directly into the doctor's office, but if there are no calls, then we can go to some of our recorded questions like this one. Let's hear it.
I've had GERD. I was diagnosed with it 10 or 15 years ago. I was told to take the PPI pills, but I refused because I was afraid of the side effects of it. But my new doctor that I have now, he wants to put me on Protonix. And I'm kind of confused as to should I go ahead and take it, because he wants me to take it for 3 months and see if I feel better. But I don't know what to do at this point. I'm afraid of the side effects of drugs, but I'm also afraid that if I don't do something about it to help it, that it will get even worse than what it is, and I don't want that either. So I would appreciate it. Give me some advice. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a common dilemma, and, you know, originally these drugs were designed for ulcers. But ulcers are far less prevalent than GERD, formerly known as just heartburn, you know, that painful sensation you get in your chest that is related more to the esophagus and not so much to the stomach. And If you do an endoscopy and go down there, you may see a little redness or a little inflammation, and that translates to pain for sufferers of GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. One concern about untreated GERD is that it can lead to esophageal cancer, but only rarely, so it is not necessarily imperative to treat it to prevent some dire outcome, but that is a consideration. And so with this new raft of drugs, it sometimes happens that people are permanently put on these drugs. And that's not great because there are side effects. When you destroy the acid production in your gastrointestinal tract, you change your microbiome. You may be more prone to irritable bowel syndrome. Malabsorb certain nutrients, in particular magnesium. There are actually warnings on these PPI drugs, proton pump inhibitor drugs, that suggest that doctors should be aware of the potential for low magnesium. So virtually everyone who is on a PPI drug should be taking magnesium supplementation to offset that. But also we see that with iron and other nutrients. And there's even some concern about cognitive side effects, higher risk of dementia, although that remains controversial, higher risk of pneumonia in older individuals, and even kidney problems in people who take these drugs long term. So, yeah, and you know, the goal is to avoid that, and sometimes we can do that with diet. Now, typically they tell people to avoid spicy foods and don't drink coffee and don't take alcohol, and, you know, so those are some of the classic things that are irritants. But for other people, there are other things that they need to avoid, and studies have shown, and these studies were actually done in Dr. Atkins' office where he put people on very low-carb diets, and it was noted that, yeah, you know, their blood sugar got better, they lost weight, their cholesterol improved, and in addition, their GERD got better because there is something about fermentation of carbohydrates that increases the risk for reflux, which is kind of an upchuck of the gaseous material that forms due to fermentation in the stomach and the intestines. And so low-carb diet can be one way of dealing with it. And then there's also things like licorice, deglycyrrhizinated licorice, or DGL, and other types of natural things like aloe, which can alleviate this discomfort. You know, I would only use these medications as a last resort. The doctor wants to do it for 90 days. Sometimes that helps to quell the inflammation, and then you can use the natural things to sustain the benefits of that short-term intervention. The problem with these medications is that very quickly you become addicted to them. I mean, not psychologically addicted, but your body, when you suppress the acid production and then you stop the medication, the acid comes back with a vengeance, and it appears that you need the medication, but it's actually acid rebound. And so that's one of the big downsides of the drug, or actually from the standpoint of the drug companies, it's an upside of the drug, because once you're on them, it means a lifetime of faithful compliance by patients who find that they can't do without them. So there you have it. Those are some strategies that you can use. And, you know, I think natural interventions are helpful for, you know, virtually 90% of people who have GERD. It's just finding the right solution for you, different strokes for different folks. 877-726-8255. And speaking of magnesium, I really meant it, that people on PPIs, there are tens of millions of Americans on PPIs, they all should be taking magnesium. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. Okay, this actually harkens back to my medical training, because I trained in the 70s and early 80s. And the popular thing was to go to the bedside of a patient in the coronary care unit and to look at their ears. And why look at their ears? Well, an article was written in the 70s by a guy named Frank, Dr. Frank, who noticed that there was a high correlation, he thought, between heart disease and a facial feature called an earlobe crease. Now, go immediately to the mirror, if you're not driving in your car, or look in your rearview mirror, and turn your head and see if you have a horizontal crease around that, you know, that fleshy thing that hangs from at the bottom of your ear. That's your earlobe, your lower earlobe, where you might have what's called Frank's sign. And it is sometimes referred to as a DELC. We love acronyms in medicine, a diagonal earlobe crease. And initially, research did support such an association. It got its nickname from Dr. Sander Frank, who wrote about a potential link between the feature and heart disease in a letter published in a 1973 edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. So this was like all the rage in the 70s and 80s when I trained. And the latest on that, one of the most recent reviews came in 2021 when researchers analyzed 13 cross-sectional studies of more than 3,900 patients. And lo and behold, they concluded that there was insufficient evidence proving the accuracy of using the DELC to find chronic heart conditions, but noted that it could be used in a physical exam. I mean, just note it, but, you know, the exceptions are very frequent. People have heart disease. They don't have earlobe creases. So it is not a reliable sign of cardiovascular disease risk. I'd like to think it is, because I don't have an earlobe crease. So I'm thinking, like, yeah, I get a pass. But what is the possible connection between an earlobe crease and cardiovascular disease? Well, it could be that, you know, simply being more overweight, you know, cause you have, like, more fat in your ear, and you're going to be more likely to have an earlobe crease. It's also possible that there is a loss of elasticity in your skin, which causes wrinkles, generalized wrinkles. And, yeah, an earlobe crease is a kind of a wrinkle. And loss of elastin may affect blood vessel health. So that could be an associated with cardiovascular disease. But it's unclear if that is a surefire sign that you're at risk of heart disease. In another finding, and this is a big, big deal, because we just had the American College of Cardiology conference in Atlanta, and they had some big studies there. And one of the things that we've used since time immemorial in medicine is if you had a heart attack, you take a beta blocker. You got to take something to slow your heart down, because if your heart goes too fast, there's too much demand on your heart, you're going to get another heart attack. And so it was mandatory. Once you have a heart attack, you go on a beta blocker. Well, they reexamined that premise. More than 5,000 patients, 45 hospitals in Sweden, Estonia, and New Zealand who suffered a small heart attack. We're qualifying this by saying a small heart attack. I mean, if you got a massive heart attack and you were hanging by a thread, you have very poor circulation to your heart, maybe you should be on a beta blocker as a precaution, because you're at very high risk for a subsequent heart attack. But patients who had relatively small heart attacks, they found there was no difference in the outcome of death or a new heart attack between those receiving beta blockers and those not receiving beta blockers. Hopefully this will result in a change of practice, because beta blockers have side effects. What they do is when you exercise, when you go to cardiac rehab, you can't get your heart rate above 90 or 100 because they're beta blockers. They slow the heart rate. And thus you don't get the full benefits of cardiac rehab. Heart disease preventing effects of your exercise program. And they also slow people down. And for some people, they can cause depression and generally make you more lethargic. And so it would be a great boon to sufferers of small cardiac events. There's no such thing as an insignificant heart attack. Heart attacks are a big deal, but, you know, there are levels of severity of heart attacks. Patients with major heart attacks might be absolved of the need to take these medications for a lifetime due to these findings. And that's 50 years later, after instituting this type of therapy, we're beginning to rethink it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process. Cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Some of you called in during the week to record a question, so let's hear one of those, please.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've read so many articles the past few years about ashwagandha and the benefits of taking ashwagandha. However, most recently, I did come across an article that said that ashwagandha is a nightshade, which I tried to avoid. Can you confirm whether ashwagandha is indeed a nightshade? Thank you so much.
Okay, so there's two aspects to this question. It's like, first, is ashwagandha a nightshade? But the second part of the question is, do you really need to avoid nightshades if ashwagandha is included in that family? So what's this all about? The nightshade family, or the, let's see if I get the pronunciation correct, the Solanaceae family of vegetables and plants includes tomatoes, eggplants, green peppers, also the nicotine plant, although generally people don't eat nicotine. But also, it turns out ashwagandha is a relative of tomatoes. It doesn't look like a tomato. It is a little red thing, but it is an adaptogenic herb, which is very helpful for regulating the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis for dealing with stress, and can be, you know, an important part of a program to, you know, maintain energy, generally keep you keep you as kind of a bulwark against the effects of daily stress. Is it a nightshade? The answer is yes, it is a nightshade. The question is, why are you avoiding nightshades? Nightshades might be something to avoid in people who suffer from osteoarthritis. I would say about, you know, maybe 15% of people with osteoarthritis have a reduction in pain when they avoid the nightshade family of foods. But some people unnecessarily avoid them. If you have a severe autoimmune condition, it might be worthwhile to try a paleo diet without nightshades. But in general, I don't think nightshades are worth avoiding. I just had some lentil pasta last night with a big helping of tomato sauce. So I'm not particularly concerned about avoiding nightshades. I don't think that I'm affected by them. 877-726-8255, our number. Yeah, I promised to talk to you about, we had this interesting question about pregnancy. Can pregnancy make you crazy? Well, I'm not sure pregnancy can make you crazy. Kids can make you crazy, no question. And there is postpartum depression. But there's an interesting study that looks at whether pregnancy accelerates biological aging. And if you ask a typical parent, they will say, oh, yeah, I've aged a lot since I've had kids. But is that the effect, the inherent effect of the pregnancy on the female body, or is it the result of aggravation, say, when the kid opens up a box of Crayolas and scribbles all over your newly painted wall? I mean, that in itself could age you several months. So they actually did a study on this, and they used aging clocks, which are based on DNA methylation. These are called methylation clocks. And what they found is that pregnancy does indeed accelerate biological aging. Each pregnancy is associated with an estimated 2.4 to 2.8 months of accelerated biological aging. Now, you might say, well, you know, women who have a lot of kids, yeah, it's a socioeconomic thing. Sometimes poor women who have less access to good health care, good diets, they're more stressed. Maybe that's what's happening. But no, they controlled for socioeconomic status, smoking, and genetic variation. And they also looked at men from the same sample, you know, men exposed to the same, you know, hassles of child rearing. And they found that this was not present among men. So it really is about bearing children, some aspect of pregnancy and giving birth that seems to have an aging effect. And I think, I'm not sure this is for real, but a worthwhile study would be to look at how many centenarians are out there, women who've attained the age of 100 or more, who've had 7, 8, or 9 children. I'm sure there are some, but statistically, do they have less chance of reaching extreme old age as a result of multiple pregnancies? This item, berberine is a potential agent for the treatment of colorectal cancer. Interesting study that suggests that berberine may have the potential as a chemopreventive, preventing, say, people who've had polyps or previous history of colon cancer from experiencing a recurrence. 877-7... You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom-targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman Store.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israeli leaders credit an international military coalition with thwarting Iran's direct attack this weekend, calling the coordinated response a starting point for a strategic alliance of regional opposition to Tehran. The White House signaled it hopes to build in the partnerships and urged Israel to think twice before striking back. Meanwhile, officials say President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu that Washington would not participate in any offensive action against Iran and that the president's working to coordinate a global response.
The president is reaching out to fellow world leaders in the group of seven advanced democracies to coordinate a united diplomatic response to Iran's brazen attack. American forces helped defend Israel from incoming missiles and drones, but the White House has made clear it would not participate in any offensive action against Iran. National Security spokesman John Kirby told NBC the U.S. is not looking for escalation and doesn't seek a war with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
German Chancellor Scholz in China for a three-day visit. Karen Chamas reports two items on the agenda are trade talks and the Ukraine war.
Scholz's first stop was the industrial hub of Chongqing, where he visited a Bosch hydrogen fuel cell plant alongside a flurry of local media. German companies such as BMW and Volkswagen are highly reliant on the Chinese market, but Beijing's support for Russia creates frictions with the West. The Chancellor's visit also comes as German companies argue that they face unfair market barriers in China.
Following a Monday visit to Shanghai, Scholz will fly to Beijing and meet with President Xi Jinping on Tuesday. His visit concludes late Wednesday night. A transitional council has been formally established to choose Haiti's next prime minister and cabinet as gangs tighten their grip on the troubled Caribbean country. Townhall.com.
If you all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com.
From the obituary column comes the word that award-winning news broadcaster Robert McNeil has passed away this week at the age of 93.
After a journalism career that included covering the assassination of President John F. Kennedy for NBC, he came to PBS in the early 1970s, teaming up with Lehrer to cover the Senate Watergate hearings. Viewers responded well, and the pair started a half-hour nightly news program that expanded into the McNeil-Lehrer News Hour in 1983. The nation's first one-hour evening news broadcast. McNeil left the anchoring duties in 1995. He wrote several books and hosted other television programs, including the Emmy-winning 1986 series, The Story of English. His daughter says McNeil died of natural causes at New York Presbyterian Hospital. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And check out the latest breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. When it comes to the rat race, looks like the rats are winning.
New York lawmakers proposing rules to drive down the population of rats, considering rat birth control. Hey, we're not making this up. A city ordinance would establish a program for controlling the rat population by using birth control instead of lethal chemicals. A city council member says the contraceptives are more humane. No word yet on how the rats would be expected to remember to take that little pill every day. Jason Walker reporting.
Colorado's Democrat-controlled House passed a bill that would ban the sale and transfer of semi-automatic firearms, a major step for the legislation after roughly the same bill was swiftly killed by Democrats last year. The House passed the bill today now on its way to the state Senate. If it passes there, it could bring Colorado in line with 10 other states that have prohibitions. More at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. It's good to be your special guest.
Special.
He used air quotes, folks, when he said special.
Very
I'm not
special.
Sure what he meant by that, but I'm his special guest today.
That's right. That's exactly right. And if you have questions for Mark, or we're going to touch on some really, really important subject matter today, and if that resonates with you and you're like, oh, hey, wait a minute, I need to call Mark, he sounds like he knows what he's doing, and I think I could use his help. Here's the phone number. You want to write it down. Anywhere in the country, you can call this phone number, 816-399-4871. That's 816-399-4871, or you can just visit online at lifewithmedicare.com. All right, Mark. So this is not a cooking show. I love cooking, but I think you want to talk about sandwiches or something.
Yeah, who wants a sandwich? Okay, I see a hand there and a hand there and a hand there.
I'd like one, sure.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about that kind of sandwich.
Okay.
We're not. So the sandwich we're talking about is the one that some of our listeners may understand. It's where, well, it doesn't have meat, cheese, and bread, but let's pretend that maybe your parents or your in-laws are one of those slices of bread, and your non-adult children are the other slice of the bread. Guess who's in the middle? You are.
You.
It's called, it's actually the term for it, the sandwich generation.
Yeah.
And, a couple of visits ago, we talked about my story, and I was in that. Sandwich. I was taking care of family members, adult family members at end of life, and I had young children. I was acting as a single dad at that time. And so I know what that sandwich is like. And
you were forced into a situation where you're kind of drinking from the fire hose,
yes.
Having to figure out all this stuff on your own.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that led to you specializing in Medicare and helping people through all the stuff that you kind of had to stumble through to learn the hard way, I guess.
Medicare, Medicaid, VA, and how they all work together and how they don't work together. And,
yep.
well, we could do a whole week of shows on that one.
Exactly.
We better not go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're talking about that sandwich, and there's some things that you really want. You're in the middle of this. You're the one dealing with, okay, I've got to deal with my parents' stuff. I've got to deal with my kids' stuff. I've got soccer practice. I have dance school, whatever that is, but I've also got to get mom and dad to the clinic or to the specialist, or maybe I'm going to visit with Steve Keeker because mom and dad need some residency changes and we have to talk about right sizing and that type of thing. And it's a very tough time of life to be a part of, and there's some things you need to look out for. And folks, I'm going to tell you the first thing, the most important thing that you need to look out for, and it's the hardest one, Steve, the absolute hardest one, yourself.
Yep.
You have to take care of yourself.
We always put ourselves and our own needs on the back burner every single time.
Mm-hmm. And when you're the caregiver, the worst thing that can happen in that is for the caregiver to wear out.
Yep.
And caregivers, have you seen that, Steve, in your line of work?
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, today.
Yeah, right. That's yeah. Right. Actually, I did see it today. Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah.
Well, there you go. But, you know, you think about that. You have to take care of yourself. And many, many, many programs are out there that provide respite if you need it. Now, several years ago, I had a client. His wife was diagnosed early onset Alzheimer's, and he was determined he was going to take care of her. She was diagnosed at age 51. She passed away at age 65, and he took care of her.
Wow.
He did a wonderful job of that. But because of what he did for a living, he was very much the public knew who he was and what was going on. There was a whole community around them. So if he needed respite, there was somebody to step in and take care of things. So for him and his children helped with that, too. One of his children lived out of state. But he had that. But most people don't. In fact, most people report when they're in the sandwich being isolated, feeling more and more and more isolated because their community gets smaller, because they're not able to go out to dinner with friends because they have to take care of mom or dad or take care of something for the kids.
Sure.
It completely upsets the rhythm of life. Another thing you want to look at, and we're going to touch on that here in a few minutes, is understanding all the pieces of your parents' life, whether it's knowing who their financial advisor is and working with them, understanding if they have any kind of a plan to pay for long-term care or home health care beyond what Medicare will pay, understanding what their health insurance, which we'll talk more about that term in a little bit too, understanding how that works and all those pieces and how they work together, and most importantly, how you... Because you're going to feel like if you're in the sandwich, and I'm changing metaphors, I'm sorry for mixing the metaphors, but sometimes you're going to feel like there's a windstorm and there's a pile of papers on the desk and you're the one that has to hold all those papers down and keep them organized, and they're blowing everywhere. And you know, it's understanding who are the professionals involved, who can you get to help. And I don't know your parents. I don't know. Well, I know your mom, but the listeners, I don't know those people that are involved. But start asking questions. It's okay to ask questions. And if you have to reach out to somebody like me, look, folks, I don't charge to answer questions. I haven't done it in 22 years, and I'm not going to start with you. If you have to call me up and just say, here's my situation, what's my next step, I will be glad to advise you, and I'm not here to sell you something.
Yeah, just point them in the right direction and
absolutely.
Give a little help, and that comes back tenfold, I'll say.
Oh, it always does.
Yeah.
It always does. And, you know, it was probably about 3 weeks ago, I had somebody call me up, 43 years old, and they were late-life babies, like I was, so I kind of understand that.
Yep.
and you know, I don't think I've ever told the story. My dad was an over-the-road trucker who was home Thanksgiving weekend 1960. I know this because in August of 61, a surprise little fat redhead showed up. So anyway, getting all those pieces involved, asking questions of people that can guide you and help you, and making sure you're dealing with people who aren't predatory. You know, if you talk to somebody and they're immediately trying to sell you something or offer you something or push you into something, hang up the phone.
Run, do not walk.
You don't have to be nice, folks. You're in the sandwich.
Yeah.
You're the kale in the sandwich.
Yeah.
Kale doesn't care if somebody likes you or not.
That's right.
Kale is just there. And so, again, ask questions. Find key people that can help you and guide you. And it doesn't always have to be about money. If one thing I've learned in this life and I try to practice is everything in life is about people.
Yep.
And if we take care of the people, money has a tendency to take care of itself. Now, don't let yourself be abused. That's not taking care of people.
Yep.
So that's what I have to say about sandwiches, other than I really would like to have one right now.
That sounds good to me.
So,
you touched on a lot of things. I've talked to so many people and do you have long-term care insurance? Yeah, but, you know, we can't find the policy, and it isn't around, and well, what about your Medicare? And they just don't know really much about the details. And if you are in that sandwich and suddenly you are responsible to act and you're starting from ground zero or maybe negative, you're in trouble.
You are. Dad had, 14 four-drawer lateral filing cabinets full of stuff.
Oh.
And he had the matchbook organization system. Yeah. So it was really fun finding his 1949 income tax return. That's not what I needed in that moment, but it was really, and finding the Snap-on receipt that he bought his first tools from Shorty Caton. That was really cool because I bought my first ones when I was a diesel mechanic from the same guy in 1979. Didn't help me a bit for what I was looking for at that moment.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things I put together for my family, and I do it for a lot of our clients, is we have something called the Go Book, and that is everything you need is in one place, so if the need is there, whoever needs to have it can grab it and go and have it, you know, whether it's the will, healthcare, power of attorney, general durable power of attorney, passwords to the bank accounts, you know, whatever that is. Who are the key people to call? That's, to me, the most important tab in the Go Book. Who are the key people to call? You might guess that my name is in there.
Yeah.
But I'm the one giving the Go Book. My name should be in there. So that's what I have to say about sandwiches.
So do you? So you provide your clients with the Go Book?
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I do remember that I believe you gave my mom a Go Book.
I think I did.
And I couldn't tell you where that is. So every time I talk to you, you're like, okay, all right, note to self, talk to mom and find out where the Go Book is and make sure it's fully complete.
Mm-hmm. Well, and like anything in life, if we look at what was our life like a year ago, there's been things that have changed. And I tell people all the time, if you have the – I'm not an attorney. I'm not giving you legal advice. But if you have a will, you have the power of attorney documents – and they're more than 3 or 4 years old, you might want to update them. Oh, and by the way, if you have a general durable power of attorney, take it to the bank now. Don't expect your kids to take it to the bank because the bank may not honor it. Again, we're not giving legal advice on Senior Care Live, and neither is the Medicare Whisperer, but Steve and I have lived a little bit of life.
Yeah. You have to do the right thing, and you have to, more importantly, I think you have to know what to do. And this Go Book, I'll tell you what, that is invaluable, especially in case of an urgent situation. If this is resonating with you, if you have questions for Mark and his team, Mark is the Medicare Whisperer. He knows, he's forgotten more about Medicare than I'll ever know. 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is no such thing as health insurance. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Golf Commentary continues to evolve.
At the 2024 Masters, IBM will debut more new features on the Masters app and Masters.com for an even more personalized fan experience. Building on last year's AI-generated narration, IBM has incorporated more generative AI capabilities thanks to Watson X, with large language models taught to understand and speak Spanish, not simply translate the English narration, to deliver the most authentic audio and closed captioning experiences to Spanish-speaking fans. IBM is also bringing shot-by-shot hole insights to the Masters digital platforms, providing detailed breakdowns of current and historical play at any given course hole. This includes real-time data of how a hole has been played during the tournament, projections based on data, and historical analysis based on more than 170,000 shots and ball positions on the course. Paired with the Track Shots feature, Hole Insights enables fans with the ability to receive insights based on live tournament shots for the first time. To see IBM's technology in action, visit Masters.com or the Masters app on your mobile device. Sponsored by IBM.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
American jobs are good, bad, and ugly. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't look at that headline number that the politicians are spewing on TV. Although more Americans are employed, they're all working for the government. Even worse, most of them are part-time employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. There is no such thing as health insurance. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. And Mark, why is that statement true?
I like the way you worded that. There is no such thing as health insurance, true or false, and the answer is true. There is no such thing as health insurance. Now, hear me say that. You know, you say, well, I have health insurance, Mark. There is health insurance. I got it from my employer when I was working, and now I have Medicare. And health. No. The fact is you cannot insure your health. Think about that for a minute. There is no. We've all known somebody who they were the person who was at the gym, and they ate the right diet, and they didn't smoke, and they didn't drink, and they did everything right, and then they have a health problem.
Yep.
So
yep.
I was at a conference the other day, and they said, if you live long enough, you're going to have cancer. Oh, well, that was real.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was a positive thinking thing.
Yeah.
but you know, the fact is there's no such thing as health insurance. And what I really want you to hone in on is what are we doing with what we call health insurance? If you know, you can make wise choices about your health and your lifestyle. You know, Steve, you did that a couple of years ago, and I remember how just fantastic you felt and how you were talking. I mean, several stories we don't have time to talk about now.
Yeah.
But what we're doing with what we call health insurance truly is insuring our nest egg, what we've saved for 25, 35, 45, 50-plus years to save and accumulate, whether it's to live on or to pass on or give to a charity, whatever that is, we are protecting the nest egg. And the truth is, if this isn't set up right, one bad medical diagnosis can wipe that entire nest egg out.
Mm-hmm.
The wrong Medicare plan, the way it's designed, can do the exact same thing. So when you're talking about Medicare, when you're, you know, you hear all the commercials and the commercials and the commercials, Steve's going to invite Martha to his house for a holiday here soon.
Yeah.
When Steve and I are talking off the air, he regularly references Martha in her big glasses.
She's just so grumpy.
She is very, but, you know, but she turned out happy. If Martha would call the Medicare whisperer, she would be very happy.
She'd be very happy. That's
and,
right.
And you know, truthfully, Steve, when it comes to Medicare, there's only 13 things you need to memorize.
Okay. That's not too bad.
Three words and 10 numbers. The Medicare whisperer, 816-399-4871.
There it is.
But having the wrong Medicare plan design can do the same thing. And folks, I want to caution you, we all like free stuff, but if you've made it to our age, Steve's age, Steve's a little younger than me, I'm in my early 60s, but if you made it to Medicare age and you still think there's something in life that's free, we need to have a heart-to-heart talk. because nothing in life is free. Maybe the love of your grandchildren. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not about free food cards. I get that call every day from my clients. Do I qualify for that free food card?
No.
Well, if you're on Medicaid, probably.
Yeah.
And it's not about free dental. Medicare did a study, a survey of Medicare beneficiaries, and the number one thing people wanted was free dental.
Hmm.
Well, there's nothing free. You're giving something up for that free dental.
Yeah.
And so it's not about that. It's just ask yourself the question, is this going to protect my nest egg? Is this going to protect what I'm passing on? Because think about this. If your nest egg is destroyed, you're going to have a hard time living day-to-day life. And if you're one of those people in the sandwich, I really hate to say this because, you know, we should have a sounder of an audience gasping.
Yep, yep.
But if the nest egg is destroyed, so is your inheritance. Now, I know you're not thinking about that inheritance. Of course you're not.
Yeah.
But, you know, we hope mom and dad live to be 150 years old and everything is happy and kumbaya. But yeah. The fact is, if that nest egg is destroyed, you're going to have to be providing more care for mom and dad or your in-laws, and any inheritance you thought of maybe the grandkids getting is gone. So think about that. You are not insuring your health. You are insuring your nest egg.
Yep, and you're insuring. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So should we roll up the warning labels now?
I think we should.
All right, let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. We have another consumer alert. We had one last time, and Mark, it seems like there are no ending. There's no ending to all of these shenanigans going on out in the marketplace, trying to take advantage of people.
Shenanigans abound.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are people doing that. And, boy, do we have one now.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about last time people called me, did you get your plastic Medicare? There's no such thing.
Yeah.
In this case, a few months ago, back in about November of 2023, a third-party vendor called Maximus Federal Services, and we're not attacking them. They're fine folks. But, like so many companies had, they're the company that handles the printing and shipping of Medicare cards, and they had a data breach. Now, that doesn't make them bad people. You know, they just had a data breach, and you hear about that all the time on the news.
All the time.
You probably didn't hear about this one, but some Medicare beneficiaries had their Medicare ID numbers stolen. And the fact is, if you do some research through the Federal Trade Commission's website, you'll find that medical information has more value than financial information on the dark web. So they're trying to get that information, and they're trying to sell it. Well, not a lot, but a few people had their Medicare ID numbers stolen. And Medicare's got a whole bulletin out about how you can get 2 years of identity theft monitoring, but that's not what we're here to talk about, okay? But here's what's happening now. Medicare has issued some new Medicare ID numbers for some of those individuals that had their data compromised, and there are some nefarious, nasty, horrible people that are getting on the phone calling seniors with, you know, hello, Mrs. Whatever, Mr. Whatever, I'm from Medicare. And I'm here to help. Oh, okay. I'm from Medicare, and we had a data breach, and we're getting ready to send you a new Medicare card. I just need to verify your Medicare number or your Social Security number to get that in the mail to you.
And your date of birth and your address.
And your eye color, yeah.
Yep.
Well, how many times have we said this? I don't know how many times I've been on with you, Steve, but I think every time I'm on here, I feel like I say the same thing. Medicare will never, ever, 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 ever call you to get your Medicare number. They already have it.
If it's legitimately Medicare, they already have it. They will never ask you for that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're not going to reach out to you. Can you imagine anything the government doing is proactive? Of course not. Okay. So but another thing I want to call, if somebody calls you, just hang up the phone. If you want to, you know, call the attorney general of your state, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But start with, first thing you can do is hang up the phone.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. It's a little red button on your cell phone. If you actually have an old-time phone, it's that clear button that you can push up and down.
Yep.
But the other thing I want to caution you folks is this new Medicare card, if you're one of the ones, it's going to come in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you do. You hate the mail. You hate the junk mail. So you go out and you get your mail and you bring it in and you look to see if there's any checks, right? Okay?
Yeah.
And if there's nothing that looks like a check, then you either put it in the stack or you throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
Or the shred bin, right?
Yep.
Folks, you need to look at your mail and you need to open it. Because think about this. If you get a new Medicare ID card and you go to use the other one, your claims are going to be denied. So you need to look at your mail and open it. Now, if somebody calls you and says they're from Medicare, just hang up on them. But please, please, please check and open your mail and read it.
So how do you know if you were impacted by this? You'll just get a card in the mail out of the blue?
Yep, out of the blue. Now,
okay.
You can call Medicare and ask them. The phone number is 1-800-MEDICARE, and they're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you will call them on Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, they're about as lonely as the customs agent at Kansas City International Airport.
There you go. So that's the best time to call them.
Yeah, absolutely. You can call them after 7:30 at night, and you'll have a better experience as well.
Okay. So call 1-800-MEDICARE if you are concerned that your information was breached.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for coming on to the program today. Excellent information as always. If you want to reach out to Mark Squires, he is the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. Mark, thanks again. I really appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you, too. Appreciate the listeners. Give us a call.
All right, we'll be back with more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'm also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
For 5 federal grant opportunities to enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcast. And I'll tell you what, we need to update the SeniorCareLive.com website because this show, which is turned into a podcast after the live weekend broadcast, so it is both a live radio show national broadcast over actual radio waves, and then after the fact, usually Monday or Tuesday after that, it is then converted to a podcast, and then it's sent out all around the universe. And I don't have nearly all of the outlets or platforms represented on SeniorCareLive.com. So I took a look at that last week, and I thought, well, wait a minute. We're on Spotify. I don't have the Spotify on there, and there are a lot of other ones as well. So anyway, all right, I'm getting off topic. So let me move back on topic. And I get a lot of questions about, well, what if you're not ready to move? And, Steve, you're always saying to be proactive, 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 and get your name on a waiting list. So what is that? How does it work? Tell us about that. And I was speaking with just a really, really nice couple, wonderful couple, earlier in the week, and he had a question about that. He said, you know, we're not just exactly sure when we want to move, but they are wanting to move forward with Senior Care Consulting to find a continuing care retirement community. I talked quite a bit about CCRCs last week, but that's where you move into an independent living community, the independent living part of the community, and then you can age in place and transition to assisted living when down the road when you need a little help, and then transition to long-term care if you need more help than that. And so most of these places will have a waiting list, or at least most of the best places seem to have waiting lists. And the further along we get here, it seems like the longer the waiting list. So how does that work? What is it? And let's just talk about that. So let's say we'll go out, we will screen our top options. Senior Care Consulting provides a report to you with a wealth of objective and data-driven information. Then you make your decision, make an informed decision, make that decision with confidence, and you move forward. And you say, okay, this is my first choice, this is my second choice. And usually we've got a clear number one and a solid number two. And then usually there's a third one in there, maybe a fourth one that just doesn't quite stack up to the other two. So we have a clear number one and a solid number two. Well, I would suggest putting your name on both waiting lists. And just to cover your bases there. But we're going for senior care community number one. And so let's say that, just as a basic example, let's say they have about 10 people on the waiting list, and let's say you're in the middle of that. Let's say you're number five. And they expect that it could be, I'll just make up just kind of a basic scenario here. It could be 3 to 6 months. And that time frame could be anything. It could be 6 to 12 months, whatever the time frame is. But let's say 3 to 6 months before we believe that your name will come up to the top of that list. And then at that point, you would be number one on the list. And we'll call you and let you know that we have a space available for you. So how that would work, let's say if you are number five, is a space becomes available. And then a person at this community will get out their wait list, and they'll call number one. And then this is so common. And number one said, you know, we ended up having to move a little sooner than we thought, so we chose a different place. So you can go ahead and take our name off your list. You're like, okay, all right, well, thanks for letting me know. You call number two, and number two said, you know, after we thought about it, we decided to move to Phoenix, Arizona, to be near our kids. So we're not going to stay here. We're going to move. But thanks for everything that you did for us. It was great to meet you, but we'll no longer need our name on your list. Okay. Hey, that's great. Good luck with your move. The call number three, saying, hey, we have a space available. And you answer the phone. I'm very sorry, but my mother passed away unexpectedly. We're just heartbroken about that. We will no longer need your services. And they'll say, we're so sorry to hear that. We'll be thinking of you. And this is a very common situation. And then they'll call the person who's the number four on the wait list. And number four says, I'll take it. I will take it. And then number four takes the space, and then all of a sudden, you were number five, but now you rise up through the ranks, and boom, you're number one on the wait list. And then number six ends up being number two. The person number seven moves up to number three, so everyone moves up. And that is a super common situation. Now, they may also call the first person on the wait list, and they say, hey, yeah, we'll take it. Thank you. And then everybody moves up one spot. And they may call the second person. They'll say, yep, we'll take it. And 2 or 3 months have gone by, and then everybody moves up. And then they'll call the third person on the list, who's now the first person, and so on and so forth. So, but here's how that works, though. So your name is on the wait list, and then you will slowly, and sometimes sooner than expected, you will work your way up to the top of that wait list. And then the couple that I spoke with, they're just so sweet. I just love them to pieces. She said, Steve, this is such an important decision, and we really appreciate your help through this decision-making process. I mean, this is the move of our lifetime. I mean, we're going to move one more time, and then that's where we're going to age in place and spend the rest of our lives. So it's so important, and we appreciate your help. She said, but what if our name eventually works its way to the top, and they say, hey, we have a space available for you. Do you want it? She said, what happens if we're not ready yet? I'm like, yep, that is a fantastic question. So if you're not ready yet, then what they will say is, okay, that's fine. We'll call you the next time that we have a space available. And your name sits there in the number one spot. You don't get penalized. Now, that's too absolute of a statement. There may be a place or two that would penalize you and say, okay, we're going to move you to the bottom of the list. How dare you not accept our space? You know, which I think is ridiculous. That's not how you work a wait list. They've invested time in you. They've met you. You've met them. You have a relationship going, and they want you to move into their place, right? So why would you penalize anyone? So the vast, I would say 95 plus percent of the time, maybe even higher than that, If they call you, you've moved up to number one on the list. If you're not quite ready to move, it's okay. Just say, we're not quite ready to move. We're kind of figuring out what we're going to keep, what we're going to move with us, what we're going to sell, what we're going to donate. You know, all of this, you have to work through all of your stuff. I think that's the hardest part, I think. And so, and we're going to have to bring in an estate sale or an auctioneer and all, you know, and move and, oh boy, and a realtor, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not quite ready to move, but would you keep us on the list? Because we're definitely coming your way. It's just a matter of timing. And they say, sure, we'll call you the next time a space is available. And then they work their way down the list until, and sometimes they may take some more people off of the list below you, until someone takes the space, and then everyone moves up. But you sit there at number one. That's exactly how a waiting list works. Now, they're not going to do this with you for 5 or 10 years, okay, but they will work with you in this capacity for a long time, 6 to 12 months easily, maybe even upwards of a couple of years. So, again, they've met you, they like you, you've met them, you have a relationship going, maybe you attended some functions at that community, maybe you had dinner with them and maybe participate in some activities. You're all but moved in there. Okay, so they want you to move in. Okay, and so I've had several questions here recently about waiting lists, and I thought, you know what, I want to just cover that very clearly. So once you get on the wait list, it's just a matter of timing, and that's why I'm constantly saying work at this proactively, get out ahead of it so that you have the luxury of timing and working on that wait list. And so that way you can consider the best options available. Again, if you have questions about that, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting. I'll be happy to answer any of those questions. And we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation Radio with Mark Angelides.
Now, the flip side of that coin is, of course, much like the Fannie Willis prosecution in Georgia, perhaps it's done more damage to the progressive campaign to cancel Donald Trump than it has to Donald Trump's electoral prospects. So that's all fascinating grist for the mill, I think.
Liberty Nation Radio.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up. I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PICKUP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PICKUP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so here we go. Another incident.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right, so I'm just going to call this one, you get what you pay for. So I think most of us, if not maybe all of us, we've heard that term, right? Well, you get what you pay for. So I have an example. I'm a drummer, and a long time ago, and I learned this from my parents. I was a kid. I think I was in middle school at that point, and I started off on a snare drum, and I learned all the classically trained, you know, snare drum, you know, all the rudiments and all the stuff, backsticking Swiss rudiments, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, that's way off the track. but my folks bought me a very nice Ludwig snare drum that I have to this day, because it's a quality instrument. I have it to this day. And then it got time for me to graduate to a drum set. And instead of buying a very, you know, inexpensive kit that would have lasted me a short time, they invested in a quality set of drums. And guess what? I played those drums for 30 years. They still looked great, and they still sounded great. I just wanted something different at that, and I bought a new set. But and by the way, I bought a killer set. that would last you a lifetime. Same thing with a car. You can buy a cheapo car that you're going to have problems with, or you can invest in a quality car that's going to last you four or five times longer. Same thing with food. You can go out to a cheap food place, and you can eat cheap food, or you can invest and spend more in quality food, right? Anything. You get what you pay for. Well, let me share a story with you. Another story involving a free referral service agent So this free referral service, if it's free to you, then how do they get paid? I've talked about it several times on the program. Their revenue model is they generate revenue when you choose a place that is on their partner provider list, and they typically get paid anywhere from 85 to 100% of the first month's cost. So we're talking several thousand dollars of a kickback or a commission. Okay, so it's very valuable for them to highly recommend a place on their list, because then they're gonna, if you choose one of those places, then they generate their very, very high commission. Talked about that several times. So someone shared an example with me. So you have a couple, they live in their home, they live in a very nice home, and they needed a lot of help with their activities of daily living. So they were paying out quite a bit of money for, I think, about 12 hours or so of home care assistance per day. That's at about 35, upper 30s, maybe $40 an hour. So that's a lot of money, right? And so came to a point where they were interested in possibly moving to an assisted living community, because they could downsize a little bit, move into the assisted living community, and for, you know, around $7,000 to $9,000 for both of them, they could live in assisted living, have 24-hour care, and reduce their costs and be taken care of that way. So somehow, I'm not sure about this part of the story, somehow they got connected to one of these free referral services. And so this free referral service representative took them out knowing they needed assisted living. Took them out to the assisted living communities on their list, by the way. And the couple takes a look at these apartments, and they're pretty small compared to their really nice home that they're moving from, their nice home that was paid off, by the way. They're like, oh, no, we can't, no. This isn't nice enough, and we need a lot more space than that. That's not going to work. So you would think, you're supposed to do the right thing, right? You're supposed to have integrity. You're supposed to have ethics. So what should this person have done? Well, I'm sorry, then. This is not going to be a fit for you. It's not going to work. Just stay home with your home care, because they're all going to be very similar to this in size and make and model, you know, all of that sort of stuff, right? In look and feel and the finish, et cetera, et cetera. Instead of doing the right thing, what does this representative do? Well, now, you know what? I think you would get along just fine in independent living. The apartments in independent living are much larger, much nicer. So let's just shift gears, and I'll just show you some of those. So this representative takes this couple, and this couple trusted this representative, takes them to some independent living apartments where no care is provided, knowing they're receiving and paying for 12 hours a day of care in their beautiful home that is paid off. So this person takes them to independent living apartments. They're like, oh, yeah, this is a lot nicer. Yeah, let's go with that. So what do? They move into independent living and then discover there's no care at independent living. They're paying around $5,000 a month or so to live there with no care, and they're still paying 12 hours a day of home care. So, did that make sense? They needed assisted living. They didn't like it. So this person changed the selection criteria, if you will, to independent living, so that this person could generate a commission of several thousand dollars. And it's not what they needed. Now, instead of no house payment, they're paying around $5,000 a month in a place that they didn't even really want to move to in the first place. And they're still, it didn't save them any money. It's actually costing them a lot more money, like $5,000 a month more. So, just so that this person could generate their commission. It's disgusting. And I have dozens of stories like this that I could share with you at any time. So here's the moral of the story. Be very careful who you choose.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The White House confers with allies over the Iran attack against Israel.
President Biden convened a meeting with leaders of the G7 nations after Iran's attack on Israel. The meeting of G7 leaders was to work out a coordinated diplomatic response to Iran's first ever direct attack into Israel. A statement was released condemning the barrage of drones and missiles.
Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. assisted Israel in shooting down dozens of drones and missiles fired by Iran Saturday. Israeli authorities say 99% of the inbound weapons were shot down without causing any significant damage. U.S. officials say that despite the high interception rate, Iran's intent was to, quote, destroy and cause casualties, and that if successful, the strikes would have caused an uncontrollable escalation across the Mideast. A police officer and several bystanders being hailed for running towards danger to confront the attacker who stabbed and killed six people at a suburban Sydney shopping center. The shopping mall, one of the country's busiest, was a hub of activity Saturday afternoon when a 40-year-old man used a knife to kill five women and one man. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australians need to band together to support one another in the aftermath.
Try to deal with the shock and trauma that will come with what has occurred, with violent actions that are unspeakable and really just beyond comprehension. People going about their Saturday afternoon shopping should be safe.
At least a dozen others were injured before police shot and killed the assailant. An 8-year-old girl killed 10 others, including 1 and 8-year-old boys, wounded in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence in the city's south side. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older. But it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
A report by Fitch Ratings that kept China's sovereign debt rated at A+, but downgraded its outlook to negative, is being denounced by China's foreign ministry. Jeremy House has details.
The ministry said in a statement that China's deficit is at a moderate and reasonable level and risks are under control as Beijing resolves mounting local and regional government debts. Fitch cited rising risks to China's public finances as the communist-ruled country shifts away from heavy reliance on its troubled property industry to to drive economic growth. It said that slower growth is adding to the challenges of coping with heavy borrowing.
Fitch did, however, add the rating was based on China's large and diversified economy. Two Russian businessmen win a court case over a European Union decision to sanction them for their alleged role in Russia's war against Ukraine. The EU General Court said a lack of evidence justified their removal from a list. More at townhall.com. The airline industry is going to the dogs.
A dog-friendly airline will launch out of New York next month. Starting May 23rd, Bark, which is the company behind BarkBox, will offer bi-monthly charter flights to Los Angeles and London. One-way tickets to Los Angeles cost $6,000 per human-dog pair and $8,000 for a trip to the UK. The company says more routes will be added soon. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
New York lawmakers considering a rat birth control. Yeah, you heard it right. Birth control for rats over the poison is a kinder alternative to drive down the population of vermin. A city council member says that contraceptives are more ethical and humane than other methods. Some lawmakers are considering a statewide ban on glue traps, but one exterminator says a ban would have unforeseen consequences on other pest management, including insects. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. On a weekend, we get together and we discuss all the important health stories of the week, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. Putting that all together is what we call Intelligent Medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. If you want to get in on the action, that number is available to you 24-7, 365. So, perhaps you're not inclined to call or you can't call. Maybe you're driving. Well, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions later in the program or some of the questions that come in during our live broadcast. We got lots to talk about today. We're going to talk about ear creases as an indication of higher risk for cardiovascular disease. Is that for real? Also, the relationship between high sugar intake and depression. A new study sheds light on that relationship. Are dogs able to sniff out PTSD? There are service animals, service dogs in particular, that are used to detect the risk of seizure, the risk of episodes of hypoglycemia and diabetics. Can they actually sniff out impending episodes of anxiety in PTSD sufferers? Interesting research on that. Lots more on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine, 877-726-8255 for calls. And let's talk a little bit about pain. Because when it comes to pain, can a doctor's bedside manner have an impact on a patient's perception of pain? You know, if you were to choose a doctor Would you choose a doctor who has excellent bedside manner or a doctor who has great technical expertise but maybe is a little bit of a cold fish when it comes to empathy? Well, it turns out that you really require both to be a good health practitioner. President Clinton famously intoned, "I feel your pain," when he was talking about the economy and the kinds of things that people were facing with price hikes and inflation. And that was an example of empathy from a politician. And he was a quite successful politician, no matter what you think of his policies. He was kind of a touchy-feely guy, in both the best and worst senses of the word. Well, there's an article that is quite fascinating in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And that's a pretty authoritative medical journal. It's entitled Physician Empathy and Chronic Pain Outcomes. And the question that underlay this study is physician empathy associated with the outcomes of patients with chronic pain? And I can think of no more better example than chronic low back pain as an example of a chronic pain syndrome. And so they did a study of 1,470 adults with chronic low back pain. And they were treated by a variety of physicians, ranging from physicians with high empathy to physicians with kind of low empathy. They're actually scorings that you could administer to doctors based on their empathy score. I'd like to think that I might score high on that. But they then watched them over a course of 12 months, the patients that is. And what they found is that patients treated by very empathic physicians reported having significantly better and clinically relevant outcomes pertaining to, and I'm quoting, pain, function, and health-related quality of life over the ensuing 12 months, compared with patients treated by slightly empathic physicians. And it didn't matter what type of therapy was administered, whether the therapy was non-pharmaceutical therapy, like, say, a referral for physical therapy, or whether the therapy was with pain medications. It actually didn't matter what type of therapy was administered. It was the empathy score that was inversely associated with pain intensity. And what they found is that of all those interventions, non-pharmacological treatments, say, I don't know, perhaps acupuncture, physical therapy, maybe mind-body therapies, relaxation therapies, or even potent opioid therapy, which can really knock out your pain, but also knock you out and make you addicted, and even lumbar spine surgery, which is supposed to be the definitive treatment for low back pain, it turns out that physician empathy was associated with more favorable outcomes. So pretty interesting studies suggesting the power of, I guess it's the placebo. I like to think I give good placebo when I see patients. But it's very, very important when it comes to patient perceptions of pain and outcome. All right, here's another story on the pain front. If you're suffering from pain, the tendency is to take it easy, because if it hurts, don't do it, right? So if you got a pain problem, low back pain, neck pain, knee pain, hip pain, any number of pains that people experience, the tendency is to lay off physical activity. And that may make sense because an injured body part requires rest. But did you know that physical activity can actually protect you from chronic pain? And according to a study, one of the reasons is that it increases your pain tolerance. So in this research, and I'm quoting, The head researcher says, we found that people who were more active in their free time had a lower chance of having various types of chronic pain 7 to 8 years later. For example, being just a little more active, such as going from light to moderate activity, it didn't have to be, Olympic events, ultra marathons, Ironman triathlons, just moderate activity, was associated with a 5% lower risk of reporting some form of chronic pain later. And in this study, they looked at 7,000 people. The study was done in Norway. After obtaining information about the participants' exercise habits during their free time, the researchers examined how well the same people handled cold pain in the laboratory. Later, they checked whether the participants experienced pain that lasted for 3 months or more, including pain that was located in several parts of the body or pain that was experienced as more severe. I would also include fibromyalgia or body-wide pain syndromes as an example of a chronic pain problem. Very common. Among the participants, 60% reported some form of chronic pain, but only 5% had severe pain in multiple parts of the body. Few people experienced more serious pain conditions, and the research was recently published in the journal Pain. No, that's not a BDSM, sadomasochistic magazine. It's the Journal of the International Association for the Study of Pain. So when it comes to exercising, you already have chronic pain. The research says, and I'm quoting, physical activity is not dangerous in the first place, but people with chronic pain can benefit greatly from having an exercise program adapted to help them balance their effort so that it is not too much or too little, and therefore do not abandon efforts to exercise. Even if you're suffering from a pain syndrome, it may actually help, along with having hopefully an empathic health provider. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll take some of your phone calls, and we got lots more to share with you on this weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. So I'm excited to tell you about MagSRT from Jigsaw Health. MagSRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MagSRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. Jigsaw Health also offers MagSoothe, a great-tasting, fast-acting, calming magnesium glycinate powder that helps relax your legs, muscles, and brain for better sleep. Jigsaw MagSoothe helps you fall asleep faster, sleep better, and reduces leg cramps. For more information and to order MagSRT and MagSoothe, just go to JigsawHealth.com. That's JigsawHealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's JigsawHealth.com and use code HOFFMAN10 for MagSRT and MagSoothe. The spring allergy season is upon us. That, along with lingering factors contributing to airborne pollution, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by air pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by air pollution. For a limited time, buy one bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor and get another one absolutely free. That's a $27 savings. Just go to ntfactor.com, that's ntfactor.com, or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free sale and arm yourself with the protective power of Breathe Clear with NT Factor this spring and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the building? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Of weight, never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
American jobs are good, bad, and ugly. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't look at that headline number that the politicians are spewing on TV. Although more Americans are employed, they're all working for the government. Even worse, most of them are part-time employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Intelligent Medicine Podcast has been really good, if I have to say so myself, the past few weeks. We've had some great guests. We had, among others, Kate Atkison with her new book, Follow the Science. And boy, that was a really hard-hitting interview with that intrepid investigative journalist. So if you haven't already, subscribe to our podcasts or download them directly from drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. That number is available to you 24/7, 365, and you can record a question, as did this individual. So let's hear it. Can we hear that? Oh, okay. Let's do this instead while we queue that up. Ozempic is a big phenomenon. In fact, it is propelling the company that makes it, Novo Nordisk, which is a Danish company, into the most valuable company in Europe. Mostly on the strength of its weight loss drugs. And there's a fascinating article in the New York Times entitled How Ozempic Turned a 1970s Hit into an Inescapable Jingle. And it really is kind of an earworm, you know, that Ozempic jingle. And it's based on a 1970s song called Magic. Let's hear it. Let's hear it. Okay, here it comes.
Oh, it's magic. You know. Never believe it's not so.
Okay, so that is a song that was first recorded in the 1970s by a group called Pilot, a classic example of a one-hit wonder, because mostly that group has fallen into obscurity. And the co-author of that song, David Patton, who first performed that song when he was 22, was asked to re-record the song with, instead of Oh, It's Magic, with the name of the new drug, Ozempic. And he is now 73. So over 50 years ago, he recorded the song. It is said that he has received a seven-figure fee for the song. And it really, this is just something that has taken the world by storm. The drug is extremely popular in its own right, but the song has propelled it into skyrocketing popularity. They can't keep up with the demand. And a comparable drug, which is actually an even more potent drug for weight loss, Mounjaro, they don't have a theme song. And I don't even think they're doing half as well as Ozempic. So it's a pretty interesting article in the New York Times, if you get a chance to read it. The thought is that they picked a song that would resonate for baby boomers, because it is mostly, you know, people in their 50s and 60s who are coping with excess weight, although, yeah, there are a lot of younger people, too. But they wanted to appeal to that demographic. And what's really kind of cool about the song, Magic, is that it offers the connotation that magically the pounds will melt away. So it's the ideal song to promote this new weight loss drug. And it is also an example of an earworm. Once you hear it, you just can't get it out of your mind. It's just really kind of annoying how sticky that song is in your auditory pathways. So, all right. So do we have that song, that question queued up? Is that working for us, that Lucene question? No? Okay. Do we have any kind of, just give me a question. We have any kind of question queued up. Is that working for us?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Listening to your program, you were speaking about postpartum depression. And I was also wondering, in relation to that, are you familiar with this condition where they say that women go crazy from too much milk or having too many children? I know my grandmother's mother was institutionalized because they said she had gone crazy from too much milk. And I understand that that's a real condition, and I'd love to hear, if you have any light to shed on that for me. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a condition where excess milk production causes women to have psychiatric problems. I mean, it is a problem. It's a hyper lactation, which means that there's too much milk, the baby is overfed, or the mother's breasts are engorged and there's excess milk production. And that is sometimes associated with high levels of prolactin, which can have psychiatric symptoms. But we'll talk when we return about an interesting finding about having a lot of children. A lot of parents will tell you that having children ages you. Well, there's actually some scientific research on that subject. When we return, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. By investing in these projects, FMCSA envisions safer highways, reduced crashes, and a more secure transportation system. These grants will also make commercial vehicle driving safer and more efficient, while creating opportunities for our tribal communities, veterans and military families, and others within the trucking industry. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. Those within our tribal communities are encouraged to submit applications for these grants. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bagged soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, 877-726-8255, our number. Again, that number available to you 24-7, 365, and when we get callers during the program, you can come directly into the doctor's office, but if there are no calls, then we can go to some of our recorded questions like this one. Let's hear it.
I've had GERD. I was diagnosed with it 10 or 15 years ago. I was told to take the PPI pills, but I refused because I was afraid of the side effects of it. But my new doctor that I have now, he wants to put me on Protonix. And I'm kind of confused as to should I go ahead and take it, because he wants me to take it for 3 months and see if I feel better. But I don't know what to do at this point. I'm afraid of the side effects of drugs, but I'm also afraid that if I don't do something about it to help it, that it will get even worse than what it is. And I don't want that either. So I would appreciate it. Give me some advice. I would really appreciate that. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a common dilemma. And, you know, originally these drugs were designed for ulcers. But ulcers are far less prevalent than GERD, formerly known as just heartburn, you know, that painful sensation you get in your chest. That is related more to the esophagus and not so much to the stomach. And if you do an endoscopy and go down there, you may see a little redness or a little inflammation, and that translates to pain for sufferers of GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease. One concern about untreated GERD is that it can lead to esophageal cancer, but only rarely, so it is not necessarily imperative to treat it to prevent some dire outcome, but that is a consideration. And so with this new raft of drugs, it sometimes happens that people are permanently put on these drugs. And that's not great because there are side effects. When you destroy the acid production in your gastrointestinal tract, you change your microbiome, you may be more prone to irritable bowel syndrome, malabsorb certain nutrients, in particular magnesium. There are actually warnings on these PPI drugs, proton pump inhibitor drugs, that suggest that doctors should be aware of the potential for low magnesium. So virtually everyone who is on a PPI drug should be taking magnesium supplementation to offset that. But also we see that with iron and other nutrients. And there's even some concern about cognitive side effects, higher risk of dementia, although that remains controversial, higher risk of pneumonia in older individuals, and even kidney problems in people who take these drugs long term. So, yeah, and you know, the goal is to avoid that, and sometimes we can do that with diet. Now, typically they tell people to avoid spicy foods and don't drink coffee and don't take alcohol, and, you know, so those are some of the classic things that are irritants. But for other people, there are other things that they need to avoid, and some studies have shown, and these studies were actually done in Dr. Atkins' office where he put people on very low-carb diets, and it was noted that, yeah, you know, their blood sugar got better, they lost weight, their cholesterol improved, and in addition, their GERD got better because there is something about fermentation of carbohydrates that increases the risk for reflux, which is kind of an upchuck of the gaseous material that forms due to fermentation in the stomach and the intestines. And so low-carb diet can be one way of dealing with it. And then there's also things like licorice, deglycericinated licorice, or DGL, and other types of natural things like aloe, which can alleviate this discomfort. You know, I would only use these medications as a last resort. The doctor wants to do it for 90 days. Sometimes that helps to quell the inflammation, and then you can use the natural things to sustain the benefits of that short-term intervention. The problem with these medications is that very quickly you become addicted to them. I mean, not psychologically addicted, but your body, when you suppress the acid production and then you stop the medication, the acid comes back with a vengeance, and it appears that you need the medication, but it's actually acid rebound. And so that's one of the big downsides of the drug, or actually, from the standpoint of the drug companies, it's an upside of the drug, because once you're on them, it means a lifetime of faithful compliance by patients who find that they can't do without them. So there you have it. Those are some strategies that you can use. And, you know, I think a natural interventions are helpful for, you know, virtually 90% of people who have GERD. It's just finding the right solution for you. Different strokes for different folks. 877-726-8255. And speaking of magnesium, I really meant it, that people on PPIs, there are tens of millions of Americans on PPIs, they all should be taking magnesium. Magnesium plays a critical role in vital bodily functions, including energy production, heart health, immunity, and more restful sleep. Magnesium is ubiquitous in metabolic pathways that affect virtually all organ systems. But magnesium deficiency or insufficiency is one of the most pervasive nutritional problems afflicting the majority of Americans. Ultra-processed foods, many common medications, stress, and medical conditions like diabetes all deplete magnesium. So I'm excited to tell you about MAG-SRT from Jigsaw Health. MAG-SRT has rightfully earned a reputation as the most popular, most bioavailable, and best-tolerated magnesium brands in the world. The developers of MAG-SRT have solved a problem that deters many from getting adequate intake of elemental magnesium. Their unique formulation is gentle on the stomach and doesn't produce unwanted GI effects. For more information and to order MAG-SRT, just go to jigsawhealth.com. That's jigsawhealth.com. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 for $10 off your order. That's jigsawhealth.com. And use code HOFFMAN10 for MAG-SRT, time-released magnesium. Okay, this actually harkens back to my medical training, because I trained in the 70s and early 80s. And the popular thing was to go to the bedside of a patient in the coronary care unit and to look at their ears. And why look at their ears? Well, an article was written in the 70s by a guy named Frank, Dr. Frank. Who noticed that there was a high correlation, he thought, between heart disease and a facial feature called an earlobe crease. Now, go immediately to the mirror, if you're not driving in your car, or look in your rearview mirror, and turn your head and see if you have a horizontal crease around that, you know, that fleshy thing that hangs from at the bottom of your ear. That's your earlobe, your lower earlobe, where you might have what's called Frank's sign. And it is sometimes referred to as a DELC. We love acronyms in medicine, a diagonal earlobe crease. And initially, research did support such an association. It got its nickname from Dr. Sander Frank, who wrote about a potential link between the feature and heart disease in a letter published in a 1973 edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. So this was like all the rage in the 70s and 80s when I trained. And the latest on that, one of the most recent reviews came in 2021, when researchers analyzed 13 cross-sectional studies of more than 3,900 patients. And lo and behold, they concluded that there was insufficient evidence proving the accuracy of using the DELC to find chronic heart conditions, but noted that it could be used in a physical exam. I mean, just note it, but, you know, the exceptions are very frequent. People have heart disease. They don't have earlobe creases. So it is not a reliable sign of cardiovascular disease risk. I'd like to think it is, because I don't have an earlobe crease. So I'm thinking, like, yeah, I get a pass. But what is the possible connection between an earlobe crease and cardiovascular disease? Well, it could be that, you know, simply being more overweight, you know, cause you have, like, more fat in your ear and you're going to be more likely to have an earlobe crease. It's also possible that there is a loss of elasticity in your skin, which causes wrinkles, generalized wrinkles, And yeah, an earlobe crease is a kind of a wrinkle. And loss of elastin may affect blood vessel health. So that could be an associated cardiovascular disease. But it's unclear if that is a surefire sign that you're at risk of heart disease. In another finding, and this is a big, big deal because we just had the American College of Cardiology conference in Atlanta, and they had some big studies there. And one of the things that we've used since time immemorial in medicine is if you had a heart attack, you take a beta blocker. You got to take something to slow your heart down because if your heart goes too fast, there's too much demand on your heart, you're going to get another heart attack. And so it was mandatory. Once you have a heart attack, you go on a beta blocker. Well, they reexamined that premise. More than 5,000 patients, 45 hospitals in Sweden, Estonia, and New Zealand who suffered a small heart attack. We're qualifying this by saying a small heart attack. I mean, if you got a massive heart attack and you were hanging by a thread, you have very poor circulation to your heart, maybe you should be on a beta blocker as a precaution because you're at very high risk for a subsequent heart attack. But patients who had relatively small heart attacks, they found there was no difference in the outcome of death or a new heart attack between those receiving beta blockers and those not receiving beta blockers. So hopefully this will result in a change of practice because beta blockers have side effects. What they do is when you exercise, when you go to cardiac rehab, you can't get your heart rate above a 90 or 100 because they're beta blockers. They slow the heart rate. And thus you don't get the full benefits of cardiac rehab. Heart disease preventing effects of your exercise program. And they also slow people down. And for some people, they can cause depression and generally make you more lethargic. And so it would be a great boon to sufferers of small cardiac events. There's no such thing as an insignificant heart attack. Heart attacks are a big deal. But, you know, there are levels of severity of heart attacks. Patients with major heart attacks might be absolved of the need to take these medications for a lifetime due to these findings. And that's 50 years later, after instituting this type of therapy, we're beginning to rethink it. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine health retailers nationwide and online.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Some of you called in during the week to record a question, so let's hear one of those, please.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've read so many articles the past few years about ashwagandha and the benefits of taking ashwagandha. However, most recently, I did come across an article that said that ashwagandha is a nightshade, which I tried to avoid. Can you confirm whether ashwagandha is indeed a nightshade? Thank you so much.
Okay, so there's two aspects to this question. Is like, first, is ashwagandha a nightshade? But the second part of the question is, do you really need to avoid nightshades if ashwagandha is included in that family? So what's this all about? The nightshade family, or the, let's see if I get the pronunciation correct, the Solanaceae family of vegetables and plants includes tomatoes, eggplants, green peppers, also the nicotine plant, although generally people don't eat nicotine. But also, it turns out ashwagandha is a relative of tomatoes. It doesn't look like a tomato. It is a little red thing, but it is an adaptogenic herb, which is very helpful for regulating the HPA axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis for dealing with stress, and can be, you know, an important part of a program, to, you know, maintain energy, and you know, generally keep you keep you as kind of a bulwark against the effects of daily stress. So, is it a nightshade? The answer is yes, it is a nightshade. The question is, why are you avoiding nightshades? Nightshades might be something to avoid in people who suffer from osteoarthritis. I would say about, you know, maybe 15% of people with osteoarthritis have a reduction in pain when they avoid the nightshade family of foods. But some people unnecessarily avoid them. If you have a severe autoimmune condition, it might be worthwhile to try a paleo diet without nightshades. But in general, I don't think nightshades are worth avoiding. I just had some lentil pasta last night with a big helping of tomato sauce. So I'm not particularly concerned about avoiding nightshades. I don't think that I'm affected by them. 877-726-8255, our number. Yeah, I promised to talk to you about, we had this interesting question about pregnancy. Can pregnancy make you crazy? Well, I'm not sure pregnancy can make you crazy. Kids can make you crazy, no question. And there is postpartum depression. But there's an interesting study that looks at whether pregnancy accelerates biological aging. And if you ask a typical parent, they will say, oh, yeah, I've aged a lot since I've had kids. But is that the effect, the inherent effect of the pregnancy on the female body, or is it the result of aggravation, say, when the kid opens up a box of Crayolas and scribbles all over your newly painted wall? I mean, that in itself could age you several months. So they actually did a study on this, and they used aging clocks, which are based on DNA methylation. These are called methylation clocks. And what they found is that pregnancy does indeed accelerate biological aging. Each pregnancy is associated with an estimated 2.4 to 2.8 months of accelerated biological aging. Now, you may say, well, you know, women who have a lot of kids, it's a socioeconomic thing. Sometimes poor women who have less access to good health care, good diets, they're more stressed. Maybe that's what's happening. But no, they controlled for socioeconomic status, smoking, and genetic variation. And they also looked at men from the same sample, you know, men exposed to the same, you know, hassles of child rearing. And they found that this was not present among men. So it really is about bearing children, some aspect of pregnancy and giving birth that seems to have an aging effect. And I think, I'm not sure this is for real, but a worthwhile study would be to look at how many centenarians are out there, women who've attained the age of 100 or more, who've had 7, 8, or 9 children. I'm sure there are some, but statistically, do they have less chance of reaching extreme old age as a result of multiple pregnancies? This item, berberine is a potential agent for the treatment of colorectal cancer. Interesting study that suggests that berberine may have the potential as a chemopreventive, preventing, say, people who've had polyps or previous history of colon cancer from experiencing a recurrence. 877-7... You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. D.R. Hoffman Store.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. The UN Security Council held an emergency meeting Sunday to discuss Iran's attack on Israel. BBC's David Willis reports the meeting ended without any action by the council.
We have this very stark warning from the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that this could all lead to a massive escalation, potentially to all-out war. We heard allies of Israel weighing in to condemn Iran's attack. Equally, Iran's allies, Russia and China, also making the point that it was Israel's occupation of Gaza, which was at the root of this, and the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding there. So this was a fractious meeting of the Security Council.
Israeli leaders Sunday credited an international military coalition with helping thwart the direct Iranian attack involving hundreds of drones and missiles, calling the coordinated response a starting point for a strategic alliance of regional opposition to Tehran. The world's top golfer is tops at the Masters.
World number one Scotty Scheffler has cruised to his second green jacket. Scheffler was in a four-way tie for the lead after seven holes, but then upped the ante with birdies at 8, 9 and 10. He then watched as his rivals fell away. Colin Morikawa made two quick double bogeys. Sweden's Ludvig Åberg found water at 11, and Max Homer was lucky to escape with a double bogey after almost losing his ball at 12. With the pressure off, Scheffler pulled away, posting a final round 68 to finish 11 under, in the end four clear of the Masters rookie Åberg. It was Scheffler's third win in his last four tournaments. Graham Agar's Augusta.
Strong magnitude 6.5 earthquake struck Papua New Guinea Sunday. No tsunami alert or immediate report of any damage. More at townhall.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her relief factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800, the number 4, relief, relieffactor.com.
Many former Olympic hosts are not keen on doing it again.
They say it isn't worth the money or hassle. But Salt Lake City remains one of the few places where Olympic fever still burns strong more than two decades after it first hosted in 2002. This past week, the city hosted the International Olympic Committee for one of their final site visits ahead of a formal announcement expected this July that will name Salt Lake City the host for 2034. The state has spent millions to ensure its Olympic facilities didn't fall into disrepair in anticipation of hosting again. John Scott reporting.
The bird flu outbreak in dairy cows, now in more than two dozen herds in eight states, but health officials say the risk to the public is low and U.S. food supply is safe, and commercial milk remains safe because pasteurization kills bacteria and viruses. More at townhall.com. A major move for the Lakota Nation.
A Native American-led nonprofit has purchased 40 acres of land in South Dakota's Black Hills area. The Cheyenne River Youth Project says it bought the land. The executive director of the project says the area is considered, quote, one of the most sacred places for the Lakota Nation. Some tribes in the U.S., Canada, and Australia have gotten their rights to ancestral lands restored in recent years with the growth of the Land Back movement. Jason Walker reporting.
Maine is set to become the latest state to join an interstate compact for social worker licensing. The proposal is designed to make it easier for social workers to practice in different states. Officials say the process of seeking a separate license in each state is time-consuming and inefficient, and leaves communities with unmet needs. More stories at townhall.com.
American jobs are good, bad, and ugly. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Don't look at that headline number that the politicians are spewing on TV. Although more Americans are employed, they're all working for the government. Even worse, most of them are part-time employees. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, when radio was brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open behind that creaking door as the Inner Sanctum Mysteries presents The Dead Laugh. And after that, Hal Burdick returns to When Radio Was, once again handling all the roles on the quarter hour mystery program, Night Editor. While The Inner Sanctum, created, produced, and directed by Hyman Brown, would air for a little more than a decade, beginning on NBC in 1941, but also spending time on CBS and ABC, the recording we have right now is from an Armed Forces Radio Service rebroadcast. A number of episodes in existence today owe a debt of gratitude to the AFRS, as that network, which provided entertainment for U.S. military folks around the world, kept the recordings alive for your enjoyment today. Now, this Inner Sanctum offering, known as both the Dead Laugh and Ghosts Always Have the Last Laugh, stars Santos Ortega, Mercedes McCambridge, Barry Kroger, and Lawson Zerbe, with Paul McGrath as the host. And it's from September 23rd, 1946.
Good evening, creeps. Tonight, your Mystery Playhouse invites you to listen to Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Come on out, Mr. Host.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum. This is your host to welcome you through the squeaking door. Well, been shopping around for a nice case of murder? Of course you have. And you've come to the right place because the characters on this program simply kill themselves to keep you amused. Why, only the other day we were accused of making murder our business. But we wouldn't do that, friend. Oh, no. because that would be mixing business with pleasure. And we consider it a pleasure to give some stiff a business. And now, friends, tonight's story is a triangle tale concerning a man, a woman, and a murderer. You've heard it said that those who laugh last laugh best. But we're going to prove that it never pays to get into a laughing contest with a ghost. Because ghosts always get the last laugh.
I know he's dead. Body's been in the grave for weeks. Yet, although I tell myself it's impossible, I can hear him laugh. That raucous, mocking sound haunts me. The same laugh I heard for the first time in the courtroom. He had never laughed during all the weeks of the trial. Never even smiled. This day, when he came before me for sentencing.
John Spencer, you have been found guilty of murder in the first degree. You wish to make a statement before sentence is imposed?
I killed Hicks. I'm willing to admit it now. But he was no good. He got just what he deserved. And everybody knows it. I'm not a killer. I never committed a crime before. And all I ask now is a chance.
John Spencer, the jury took all that into consideration when it recommended life imprisonment. However, I have the power to ignore that recommendation. It is my firm conviction that to allow one man to take the law into his own hands is to encourage others to do likewise. I therefore override the recommendation of the jury and sentence you to be hung by the neck until dead.
No. Judge, please. I've got a girl. We were going to be married. All I ask is to live so I can see her once in a while.
You should have thought of that before you committed murder.
It's easy for you to tell me what I should have done. But you won't always be on top. Maybe someday you'll be down here where I am. When that happens, I hope they throw the book at you just like you're doing to me.
Bailiff, remove the prisoner.
Won't I be laughing when that happens? Wherever I am, I'll be laughing fit to bust.
Same old story. Prisoner pleads innocence or guilty with good cause. Asks mercy. When clemency is refused, condemned man curses judge and hopes that judge will someday find himself in a similar plight. Spencer's outburst failed to move me in the slightest. I'd heard it many times before. I went home to forget about the Spencer case.
Richard? Is that you, Richard?
Yes, dear. I'll come in as soon as I've freshened up.
Come right now. I've been waiting here all day. Surely it's not too much to ask.
All right, Laura, I'm coming.
Richard, I want you to meet my new nurse, Margaret Cummings. This is Judge Thornton, Miss Cummings. How do you do?
Miss Cummings, haven't we met before?
That's hardly likely. It's probably my face. It's so ordinary.
On the contrary, Miss Cummings. I should say your face is rather unusual.
Richard, suppose you stop that silly chatter about faces and talk to Miss Cummings about her duty.
Very well. Come into my study, Miss Cummings. We can talk better there. Now, sit down, please. There's not much to say, really. In the first place, my wife's heart condition isn't really dangerous.
Yes, I gathered that from Dr. Fletcher.
Oh, he told you about my wife, eh?
Oh, yes.
You're a professional person, nurse, and I believe in frankness. It makes things easier. My wife is 11 years my senior, getting on past middle age. She, is a bit worried. Not that I give her any grounds for it. Jealous. You understand?
Perfectly.
She's not an easy person to get along with. You'll have to humor her.
I'll do my best.
And, Miss Cummings?
Yes.
I was just wondering where it was that I saw you before. Escapes me. You know, Miss Cummings, your face is rather haunting. That was how it began. We played a game during those first few weeks. I would ask, Miss Cummings, where was it that I first saw you?
Don't you remember yet?
No, I don't.
Well, I do. And someday, if you're nice, I'll tell you.
We would laugh together. Having the girl in the house made me feel young again. But it didn't last. It ended one evening in Laura's room.
Richard.
Yes, dear?
Put down that newspaper. I want to talk to you.
I'm listening.
Don't you think you're going a bit too far, Richard?
Too far? What do you mean?
I mean Miss Cummings.
Oh.
I won't stand for it. I won't allow you to disgrace me in my own home with a woman who's little more than a servant.
Oh, Laura, for heaven's sake.
I may be a bedridden invalid, but there is a limit.
You're jumping to ridiculous conclusions, Laura.
Ridiculous, am I? I suppose you'll deny you're in love with Miss Cummings, that you've been carrying on with her right under my nose.
Certainly I'll deny it.
I've got eyes, Richard. I've seen you two whispering together. I've watched how you look.
Oh, you're talking utter nonsense. There's nothing between me and Miss Cummings.
Nothing?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, then, I'll give you a chance to prove what you say. I don't want Miss Cummings here. Dismiss her.
You want me to dismiss her?
Yes, Richard. I do.
Miss Cummings, I... Well, this is going to be rather unpleasant. You see my wife?
Yes, I know. She wants me to leave.
Yes. How did you know?
I couldn't help overhearing the conversation.
Well, then you also know why she wants you to leave.
Yes. But you warned me when I first came here that she was jealous.
It's been very pleasant having you here.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss you. Miss Cummings, could I have your home address?
Of course. Why do you want it?
I hope you won't think me presumptuous, but... Well... Perhaps we might be able to see each other.
Would that be wise?
No, it wouldn't be wise. But I might as well face it. I couldn't hide it from Laura, and... Now I can't hide it from myself. I love you, Miss Cummings. That night I heard Spencer's laugh for the first time since the day in the courtroom. I set it down as a figment of the imagination born out of a feeling of guilt due to my disloyalty to Laura. I put it out of my mind. I had other things to think about. The slip of paper with Margaret Cummings' address on it was in my pocket. A dozen times during the next week I picked the telephone to call her, but something held me back. It was fear, I guess. Fear that if I saw her again, I would be taking a final, irrevocable step. But then I couldn't stand it any longer without seeing her. I dialed her number.
Hello?
Is that you, Margaret?
Yes, who is this?
This is Richard.
Richard?
Judge Thornton.
Oh, hello. How are you? It's been so long, I thought you'd forgotten me.
There's little chance of that. Could I see you tonight, Margaret?
Why, yes, of course. Come over as soon as you like.
I dressed carefully. Examining myself in the mirror, I saw a tall man, still on the right side of 50. Still trim in figure and distinguished in appearance. When I got to Margaret's apartment, my heart was beating fast, like a boy on his first date. Somehow, I don't know quite how it happened, she was in my arms. I was kissing her.
Rich.
My darling.
Oh, no, we're being foolish.
Sit down, darling. Here, beside me.
Thank you.
That's perfect. Margaret, would you marry me?
Mary, you can't be serious.
I was never more in earnest in my life.
Aren't you forgetting a little detail?
No, I'm not forgetting about Laura. She has a weak heart. She may die. And if she does...
I wouldn't count on it. Your wife takes very good care of herself. She may live to be 100.
But if she should die, would you marry me?
I don't know. It's not fair to ask me now. Not while your wife is still alive. Ask me later.
I didn't go to the club, Laura.
No.
No. I lied to you. I spent the evening with Margaret Cummings.
Rich.
You were right. I'm in love with her. I never knew what love meant before. I can't live without
her. You're mad. You don't know what you're saying.
I want a divorce, Laura.
Divorce? No.
I want it immediately.
You can't do this to me. Oh, my heart.
What?
Now see what you've done.
Laura.
Oh, the shock. My pills, Richard. Give them to me. Hurry. Hurry, Richard.
I knew she was pretending the heart attack.
Oh.
Hoping to play on my sympathy. That was Laura's favorite trick. It always worked before. Not this time. This time I would pretend until I was ready to act. I gave her the pills, watched her take them and sink back in the pillow.
Oh. Thank you, Richard.
Feel better now?
Yes, dear, much better. I don't know what I'd have done without you here. I would have died. Oh, Richard, say you didn't mean what you said before. Don't you see, I couldn't go on living without you.
You won't have to, Laura.
Then you won't leave me for that girl.
I'll take care of you. Here, let me make you more comfortable. Pillow needs rearranging.
Yes, it does. Richard, what are you doing?
I'm fixing the pillow.
I get all I'm saying.
Lie still. Stop twisting around. This isn't much different from a heart attack. Laura? She's dead. Dr. Fletcher?
Yes?
This is Judge Thornton. Please come quickly, Doctor. My wife has had a heart attack.
It happened during an argument.
It was nothing important, Doctor. Just a domestic quarrel. And suddenly she had the attack. I gave her the pills, but by that time it was too late.
It's too bad.
I'd only known that a condition had become so dangerous.
Oh, Judge, you've nothing to reproach yourself for. These things happen.
Will you take care of the formalities, Doctor?
Oh, yes, of course.
The death certificate?
I'll list the cause as failure of the heart.
There was no need to act the part of the stricken husband after Dr. Fletcher left. I stood looking down at Laura's body. She was dead. And Dr. Fletcher's certificate would clear me of any suspicion of murder. I was free. Free to marry Margaret.
You're listening to the Inner Sanctum Mystery. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now back to Santos Ortega starring in The Inner Sanctum Mystery on When Radio Was.
I walked to Margaret's apartment that night. The street was dark, empty. I had the uncomfortable feeling that I was being watched, followed. Then I heard footsteps behind me. I hurried my pace. The man behind me did likewise. Frightened as I was, I decided to stop and confront the follower. He came toward me, his face and figure shadowy in the dark. What do you want? Why are you following me?
You ought to know, Judge Thornton.
Who are you? Come closer so I can... Spencer. John Spencer. It can't be. You're dead.
Dead, am I? Well, you ought to know, Judge.
Now, take it easy, mister. Take it easy. Now, just tell me what happened.
I was being followed, officer. So I turned around to see who it was.
And did you see who it was?
Yes. And that's why I fainted. The man following me was a dead man.
He was, what's that?
The man following me is dead. I know he's dead, officer.
I ought to run you in. You are crazy.
I had intended to tell Margaret that Laura was dead. I meant to ask her to marry me. But the encounter on the street drove those thoughts out of my mind. Arriving at her apartment, I went directly to the window and looked out. And there, across the street, leaning against the wall, I saw John Spencer.
Richard, I'm insulted.
What?
You didn't kiss me. You haven't even said hello.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. That man across the street, he can't be real.
And yet, if he isn't...
What man, Richard?
Don't you see him?
No, there's no one across the street.
He was there a moment ago. I turned my head to talk to you, and now he's gone.
Darling, you're trembling. You must be sick.
Don't look at me like that.
Richard, what's the matter?
I guess I am sick. I'd better go and have a talk with Dr. Fletcher.
Yes, I remember the Spencer case very well, Judge Thornton. You could have spared Spencer's life, but didn't. And now you imagine that he follows you?
Yes.
But the man is dead.
And it was his ghost that followed me. His ghost I spoke to. His ghost at last.
There are no ghosts, Judge Thornton. With one exception. The ghosts we carry about inside us.
What do you mean?
Well, these things you hear and see, these are hallucinations brought on by feelings of guilt. Spencer's been dead for weeks. So the question is, why should you experience guilt feelings at this late date?
I don't know.
Well, psychiatry has an explanation. Quite often in such cases, one refuses to face the guilt optic and transfers his guilt feelings to some other person.
What are you driving at?
I'm suggesting that your guilt feelings are not caused by the Spencer incident. And I'm going to ask you a blunt question. Did you murder your wife?
Why, of all the idiots...
Now, just a moment, Judge. Just a moment. I've been rather uneasy about the circumstances of Mrs. Thornton's death.
But you yourself diagnosed it as a heart attack.
I accepted what you told me that night. A superficial examination of the body did indicate such a conclusion, yes. But your wife's cardiac condition was mild. Now, your guilt feelings lead me to suspect...
This murder talk is ridiculous. Were there any signs of struggle, any marks of violence? Of course not.
Mrs. Thornton might have been suffocated.
Oh, nonsense.
Perhaps. At any rate, I intend to recommend to the coroner that an autopsy be performed.
An autopsy?
Yes, it would determine whether or not death was due to suffocation. You should have no objection if I am mistaken.
You meddling fool.
Judge Thornton, put down that paper.
You are so clever.
Stay away from me. No! No!
I've gone too far now to stop at another...
My... No!
I lost my head. I should have agreed to the autopsy. That would have given me a day or two in which to plan my escape. But now, as things were, it would be only a matter of hours before Fletcher's body was discovered. My thoughts twisted and turned in panic.
Maybe someday you'll be down here where I am. Won't I be laughing when that happens? Wherever I am, I'll be laughing fit to bust.
I ran like a frightened child. I needed help, and there was no one to turn to. Margaret. She loved me. She'd help me. I went to Margaret and told her what had happened.
You killed your wife.
For you. So we could be married.
And then Dr. Fletcher.
I had to kill her, Margaret. He was going to recommend an autopsy.
Why did you come here?
We've got to run away. We still have an hour or two. If we could charter a plane to Canada or Mexico.
What makes you think I'd run away with you?
I thought you loved me.
Don't be stupid. I'm going to turn you over to the police.
Margaret, you can't mean it.
Can't I just watch me?
Margaret, listen before you pick up that phone. Even if you don't love me, even if you won't go away with me, give me a chance. Have mercy.
You make me laugh. Judge Thornton, who never gave anybody else a break, pleading for mercy. Well, turn around and ask the man behind you for mercy.
Behind?
That's right.
Spencer. John Spencer.
Take another look, Judge.
No. No, you're not John Spencer. There's a resemblance, but you're not John Spencer.
I'm his brother.
You're the man that was following me.
That's right.
I was tricked. Led on by Margaret to kill my wife, and forced by you to betray myself to Dr. Fletcher. But why? Why, Margaret? Why did you do this?
For revenge.
Revenge?
Yes. The first day I came to your house, you thought my face was familiar. Well, now I'll tell you where it was that you first saw me. It was in the courtroom at John Spencer's trial.
Courtroom? Yes. Yes.
Yes. Remember how he begged for mercy? He told you he had a girl, that he was engaged to be married, and you could have given him his life. But you sentenced him to his death.
For you, the girl?
Yes.
Spencer, did he know about this?
All this was his plan. His revenge. Hello, operator. Give me police headquarters. I want to report a murder. Yes, that's right, a murder. Tell them it's very important to get here as soon as they get here.
I'm waiting now for the police to come. For the trial. For the sentence, which I know will be death. As I wait, my thoughts go back to the courtroom.
You won't always be on top. Maybe someday you'll be down here where I am. And when that happens, I'll be laughing.
Well, Judge Thornton certainly misjudged Margaret Cummings, which was a grave mistake. Well, he didn't have the ghost of a chance with her. She double-crossed him right into the graveyard. Oh, a word of caution. If you must commit a murder, be sure to select the proper weapon. I suggest a sharp-edged axe, because it provides you with a handy alibi. When the police want to know why you did it, you can claim the killing was accidental.
The Inner Sanctum Mysteries and The Dead Laugh from September 23rd, 1946. Paul McGrath was the host, and the cast featured Santos Ortega, Mercedes McCambridge, Lawson Zerbe, and Barry Kroger. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and up next here on Win Radio was Hal Burdick stars in our latest from Night Editor. It begins right after this break.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, the Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades, Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. Jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Swing and sway with MusicRewind.com and 100 Doo-Wop Hits, a four-CD set of original classics sung by the best doo-wop groups such as the Platters, Dion and the Belmonts, the Chantals, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, the Marcells, and many more. Get 100 Doo-Wop Hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for this amazing four-CD set. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code DOOWOP33. Act now. Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code DOOWOP33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where now, as promised, this is Hal Burdick not only playing all the characters, he also wrote the script. The only other voice normally featured on Night Editor is announcer Bill Baldwin, pitching for Edwards Coffee. This episode is transcribed, which just means it was recorded, back in 1945, and it's known as One in a Thousand. Enjoy.
Edwards, the coffee with the extra flavor lift, brings you Night Editor. Again, the presses roll for another Night Editor story written and told by Hal Burdick. Tonight, a newspaper yarn of a reporter who turned detective to solve a murder mystery titled One in a Thousand.
The police chief's voice was scornful as he addressed the reporter. You're so smart, suppose you tell us who murdered John Kimberly. Larry smiled. Well, I've got a hunch who did it. A hunch that could be miles wrong, but of this I'm sure. The man who did it was one in a thousand, Chief. And I think I know who that one is.
Friends, how would you like to hear some facts, not just claims about coffee? Well, naturally, you're interested because there's so much pleasure to be gotten from a cup of coffee that's really good. Now, you know, we claim that Edwards Coffee is exceptionally rich and specially made to give you an extra flavor lift. All right, but what are the facts behind this claim? Simply these. Edwards Coffee is made the luxury custom way under the exclusive Edwards formula, now two generations old. Every pound of Edwards coffee is prepared under Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal supervision. Only the choicest Central and South American coffees are used. And the coffee beans themselves are expertly tested for size and color, even for shape. They're blended in small batches by flavor, not by weight, then roasted by the modern controlled thermal process, roasted right to the golden peak of flavor and aroma, then ground and immediately packed under high vacuum. So try a pound of Edwards coffee in the regular, drip, or pulverized grind. If you don't thoroughly enjoy it, your money will be refunded. Edwards coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. Well, this has been a very busy evening in the newsroom. Hal and Bobby were glad for the brief respite from the clattering typewriters and telephone bells that gave them time to head for the corner lunchroom. Now, with steaming cups of coffee before them on a little table in the corner booth.
Sugar, Hal?
No, I think I'll take it as it is, Bobby.
Oh, I saw Charlie reaching for the Edwards jar to make fresh for us as we came in. Shouldn't need anything but drinking.
Right you are. That murder yarn we're playing on page one looks like a hot story, Bobby. Let's keep on top of it, huh?
Well, we got two good men working on it. Jim Briggs and Barney, the police reporter.
I wish I had Larry Clark working on it.
Larry Clark?
Yeah, covered the police beat for me when I was on the city desk in the old days. Kind of a reporter who didn't wait for the police handouts. Developed his own clues, as on the Mayor John Kimberly story.
I don't seem to remember that one, Hal.
No, it was before your time, Bobby. Big story when it happened. Yeah, the mayor of the city shot to death in his office one night. Not a clue as to who might have done it. Not until Larry got on the job.
And I suppose he solved it with a simple twist of the wrist. Just like that.
Your irony is slightly misplaced, my boy. Let me tell you about it. Might be good for you to hear how a real reporter worked out a story. Because on that yarn, as in this one we're working on tonight, the police didn't have much to go on. A night janitor in the city hall had discovered the mayor, slumped over his desk in a little private office down an inner corridor from the main reception room, with a bullet hole in the top of his head. The door to the office was opened partway, held there by a heavy iron doorstop, which made it plain that whoever fired the shot hadn't pushed open the door and come into the office, but had sneaked down the corridor and fired at the mayor, back of his desk, through that narrow opening. The corridor also led to a private entrance at the other end. The janitor was the only person in that part of the city hall at the time. Everyone else had left long since. He'd seen no strangers about and hadn't heard any shot. Naturally, the police checked him pretty closely, but from the start, it was plain he was in the clear. There was one other possibility. Some years before, while serving as district attorney, John Kimberly had convicted and sent to prison a notorious gunman, Bruno Franks, who had threatened revenge when his time was up. He'd been paroled recently and was reported headed back for his old haunts. Detectives were assigned to search for him. And for close to the next 24 hours, there it stood. The whole thing, a deep mystery, without a single lead being developed, and the whole city growing more and more agitated.
It was late the next evening. A worried, baffled group of men sat and stood around the mayor's office, moodily staring at the walls and floor as if expecting the room itself to break the silence that drew a veil of mystery around what had happened there. The group included Police Chief Tom Doyle, Captain Joe Scott, head of the homicide squad, and some of the sharpest minds in his division, Orrin Kent, the mayor's secretary, and last, but not the least of them by any means, Larry Clark, who hadn't slept since the story broke.
You're listening to the Talents of the Night Editor. We'll be right back after this short break.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Let's get back to 1945 and the Night Editor's story on when radio was.
Chief Doyle looked across at the detective captain.
Now, Joe, we're right where we started. What next? I wish I had the answer, Chief.
The chief's frown deepened.
We better have it, and soon. John Kimberly was the most popular mayor this town ever had. We don't develop something that looks like a lead, we're going to find ourselves on a red-hot griddle of public opinion. And with the newspapers,
his eyes centered on Larry,
ready to keep plenty of fuel on the fire.
His eyes narrowed as Larry met their glare without giving way.
How about it, Clark?
Larry grinned. Wouldn't be surprised by what you write, Chief. The editorial writers are oiling their typewriters to go after you.
All right. Suppose you tell us who to pinch.
Well, I've got a wild hunch, if you're interested. The chief's snort of derision was echoed by the others in the room, but Larry was hurrying on, and no fooling. I've developed an idea of my own about this killing, Chief. Probably it won't prove out, but, well, there is an experiment I'd like to try.
Go ahead, Sherlock Holmes. I need a laugh right now.
All right. And maybe it won't be the laugh you think it is. To begin with, my theory is this, Chief. Only one man in 1,000 could have killed Mayor John Kimberly.
So far, I'm not impressed.
Let me finish. As I figure it, the mayor had no idea he was being put on the spot. We all know he was sitting at his desk signing some papers when the killer let him have it. He didn't even know the guy was sneaking up on him because the bullet hit him in the top of his head. If the killer had passed that crack in the door or stuck his arm into the room or made any noise, the mayor would have looked up. The bullet would have hit him between the eyes. But he didn't look up. And that means whoever shot him never passed the opening but stood out of sight and shot around the door casing. The detective captain grunted.
Now, that's a remarkable deduction.
Larry paid no attention, but went on. Now then, I'd like to try my experiment. Chief and Cap, you stand over there and watch closely. And, Sergeant, you pretend you're the mayor and sit in the chair back of his desk, huh? Grudgingly, they moved to their places. Larry's eyes circled the others of the group. Yeah, and Kent, singling out the mayor's secretary. I'm going to ask you to stand by the door where the killer stood. The secretary drew back. No, not me. Let somebody else. Oh, just for the purposes of the experiment. Come on, be a good fella. Kent moved out into the hallway, his face registering his distaste for the part he was asked to play. Yeah. Now, Sergeant, get your head down as if you were working over some papers on the desk. And, Kent, raise your hand like it was a gun. You know, with your finger out and thumb up and point it at the sergeant. A moment of hesitation. The hand raised slowly while the others tensed forward watching. An electric silence in the room. Then Larry's voice, cool, even. Why did you kill him, Kent? Color flamed in the secretary's face, then drained from it, leaving it a deathly gray. What do you mean? Kill whom? His glance darted from one pair to another of watching eyes, came back to Larry, defiance giving way to fear as Larry barked, "The mayor, you shot him. Why?"
You lie. I didn't do it. You're trying to frame me. Chief, Captain, he's trying to hang something on me. Don't you believe him? He's making it all up. He's making it up, I tell you.
His denial rose frantically. He backed toward the door, hands raised to ward off the detectives who crowded in on him. As his knees gave way and he sank to the floor, babbling incoherently. By the time our second extra hit the street, we had the whole story of Kent's confession. A story that revealed him as a nephew of Kimberly's, who had served a term in an eastern reformatory, and had been taken over by the mayor when he got out in an effort to make something of the kid. Kimberly had held a strict hand over the boy, and Kent rebelled against it. Finally, he forged some checks against the mayor's personal account. The mayor kept it quiet, but held money out of Kent's salary to replace what Kent had stolen. The afternoon of the quarrel, of the killing, they had quarreled violently, and Kent, half-crazed by the mayor's refusal to give him the money he was holding back, had plotted the murder of his benefactor.
Yeah, Hal, but how did this Clark guy figure Kent was the killer?
Well, that's what Chief Doyle asked Larry late that night, Bobby. As some of us sat around the newsroom after the final home with the full story was put to bed. That Sherlock Holmes stuff you're kidding me about, Chief? Larry grinned back at him.
Yeah. How about letting the police department in on your methods?
Okay, Chief, I will. We all hunched closer as Larry went on. While everybody was sleuthing around for obvious clues, I did a little second-guessing on my own. As I saw it, the killer had to be somebody whose presence around the city hall after hours would be a matter of such common occurrence he wouldn't be noticed. Also, he'd have to be someone who knew the mayor would be there that night, and someone with a key to the private entrance that led to the inner corridor. Go on. The more I thought about it, the more Kent seemed to fit all the requirements. I became so convinced that I decided to give him a little test that I'd figured out. My, one in 1,000 test that I mentioned to you. Larry leaned forward. We were agreed the shot was fired through the narrow opening of the door without the killer showing himself, or the mayor knowing anyone was there. The chief nodded. Now, get this picture. The door to the mayor's office opens from right to left. In other words, the narrow opening as the door was propped open would be on the right side of anyone standing out in the hall facing it. Also, the approach down the corridor from the private entrance was from the right. So that to fire a shot through the opening without being seen, a man would have to hold a gun in his left hand. So what? The chief's voice was sharp. Chief, Only one man in 1,000, including people who are southpaws and everything else, shoots left-handed. A slow smile spread over the chief's face, then gave way to a puzzled frown again as he asked,
"Well, even so, how'd you finally decide it was Kent? You've never seen him shoot a gun, have you?"
"Nope, never did. But, Chief, did you notice when I put on the little act and asked him to play the part of the killer and pretend his hand was the gun that he was pointing at the sergeant? Right there, he proved he was that one in 1,000. It was his left hand that he raised and aimed."
Friends, when it comes to discovering the real thing in coffee, let me suggest this. Try a pound of Edwards coffee. That's the real thing for coffee enjoyment. Because Edwards gives you an extra flavor lift, a richness you'll instantly detect and always enjoy. You see, Edwards' exclusive flavor doesn't just happen. It's the result of Mr. Dwight Edwards' own personal formula of years spent in the fine art of coffee making. Well, just to show you, Edwards coffee contains only the choicest Central and South American coffee beans, carefully pre-selected for size, shape, and color. Then skillfully blended in small batches under Mr. Dwight Edwards' personal supervision. And not by weight, but by flavor. And that's not all. Edwards coffee is roasted by the thermal process only to bring out the full, natural coffee flavor. Then immediately ground and vacuum packed to bring that flavor to you in all its richness. Try Edwards coffee for that extra flavor lift. Your money refunded if you don't thoroughly enjoy it. Edwards Coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. And now here's Hal with a word for us about next week's story from the newsroom.
Jimmy was a bombardier of a plane on its final mission. And Jimmy was gripped by a fatalistic belief that tonight the luck that had taken them through so many missions was due to run out. It brought him to a moment of abject fear to which he reacted strangely. And what he did gives us the story, Last Mission, that I'll tell you next week. Good night.
One in 1,000, an episode from Night Editor from 1945, with Hal Burdick playing all the roles plus writing the script. Now, Burdick would also host the brief 1954 television version. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard the Inner Sanctum Mysteries with Mercedes McCambridge. And my question is this. Do you recall the early 1950s radio program she starred on as Lady Lawyer Martha Ellis Bryant? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
Eat with the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. And this offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with mild to moderate Alzheimer's dementia? A clinical study is currently underway in New Jersey at both Hackensack University Medical Center and Jersey Shore University Medical Center. The therapy uses a simple, safe, lightweight headband that you wear 3 times a day for just 15 minutes in the comfort of your home. The Institutional Review Board for the study determined that the device is a non-significant risk device. Similar FDA-approved medical devices are being used to effectively treat other conditions. The electrical field produced by the device is less powerful than the field produced by a cell phone. This 4-month treatment study is currently underway. Act now. Enrollment is limited. To learn more or to see if you qualify, call 551-AD-STUDY. That's 551-237-8839 or visit adxstudy.com.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. When former U.S. Army Special Forces Sergeant Alan Shabaro returned to Texas in 2010, he had finished serving three rotations in Iraq, but knew plenty of others who had it worse. For starters, Shabaro still had all his limbs, a drill sergeant at peacetime and a Green Beret in wartime. That's when Shabaro opened Combat Base Texas to provide combat veterans coping with military-connected disabilities a long-term means to overcome their challenges through Brazilian jiu-jitsu and fitness training. The group provides year-long scholarships to disabled vets to train jiu-jitsu for free. Over the past 9 years, they've approved 800 training facilities, brought out 415 ambassadors, and awarded 1,200 scholarships.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about an early 1950s radio series about a lady lawyer. It was known as Defense Attorney, and it featured Mercedes McCambridge as the title character, Martha Ellis Bryant. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, remember to visit the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.